Take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All this news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is shots ringing out about gangs putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. All right, fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all as bad? Like I know they had. But some things I'll never forget. Yeah, so step about this Vespin shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around. Big Daddy, a smooth word to mother. Let's check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night, red and blue lights when a common sight. Pull to the curb, get played like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who starred in the movie portraying the roles of butlers and maids, slaves and hoes.
I don't really appreciate the music playing right now, so it's just Jersey 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Jason, this is Dog Joey. Please, the music you're playing is fine. I suppose all young people want to hear that, although it is with you. That's kind of good, isn't that probably you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm
not turning shit down. I didn't hear you. Speak up.
Is that a little bit dated in that public enemy?
Pubic enemy?
No, I didn't say pubic enemy. I mean, you said pubic enemy. Is that a public enemy?
That's public enemy, yeah. But you're going, is it pubic enemy? I can't understand what you're saying.
Turn that shit down. Yeah. Turn that jungle music down.
Aha! Jungle music.
For a part in our new production. How do you feel
you
about
forced the racism out of me, Mr. Henry. You did that. When I told you to turn the jungle music down, I went over to the young man.
Since a servant offer that shuffles a little bit to sing.
Yo, man, what?
Hey, Q, can't play. Listen, I hope you ain't wasting my time. You know how I feel about giving these movies my money. You know what I'm saying? I work hard for it.
Come on, man. This movie's dope, man.
Movie's chill, man.
Hey, I'm chill too, man. But you know what I'm saying? I just don't. I can't go for the Steel Magnolia shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's feature presentation, Driving Miss Daisy.
No, man.
I think I'm very unfortunate. You have to find out what is the priority here. Do you want to have teaching for your students, or do you want to put these people who do have issues? No question, you've got issues.
Marky got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sharia. She was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. Just how to look through other people's eyes.
DJ Santa, stand by.
Roger.
Some will die in hot pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes.
Roger, stand by.
And drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche
Roger.
Coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows.
Roger.
I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Welcome to our pre-show here for our KFI show this Saturday night. Sad news, Whitney Houston has died at the age of 48. I don't know yet what the cause of death is. It may have been reported. It might be on the news as we speak. But I don't know because I'm not very well informed and because I don't really pay much attention to the news. But as soon as I start paying attention to the news, we'll have that for you. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Like, the word is that the Challenger has exploded. The word is we've had two planes fly into the World Trade Center. That's all I have. The reason for this is that I haven't bothered to get any news or watch TV. So even though it's 12 hours after the fact, all we have at this moment, and as soon as we get anything else, we will report it to you. You might want to go to another station because they've had, like, oodles of things to say. Bodyguard soundtrack, Monte. Okay, so what did this woman die from? Is this too much of a fucking question to ask, you fucking retards? Well, blew other artists out of there. It's very interesting. She can act? Let's not start rewriting history just yet. Who the fuck are you talking about? Number one, I remember when Whitney Houston was alive, when she was still very popular, she took a lot of heat from an article in Entertainment Weekly that basically said she was one big plastic performer. She was without any emotion. She didn't put any real heart or soul into her music. It was all very... This was the criticism of her. I don't know if this is true or not. That... Stand by for Captain Jenks. No question, he'll probably try to... Again, stand by for Captain Jenks. No question, he'll try to slip one in and slip one up. Uh-huh. Well, you want my opinion, and nobody's going to take my opinion. That piece of shit that she married, I don't know how long she was married to that sack of shit, but she just started going downhill when she hooked up with that fucking Bobby Brown. And that's, I don't give a shit what anybody says. That motherfucker... Right. Oh, my God. Hey, Al, fuck off. One of the problems you got, Sharpton, trying to tell everybody how to report the fucking news. All the negative press and the battering. What the fuck are you talking about? I haven't even heard this woman's name mentioned in the news until today. It must have been drugs because they're avoiding the. Said there was no obvious signs of criminal intent, that the cause of her death is being investigated. The entertainer, whose incredible talent was discovered at an early age, was pronounced dead after resuscitation efforts. Whitney Houston died at a Beverly Hills, California hotel. Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant Mark Rosen said there was no signs of criminal intent. Bodyguard found her body. Houston died on the eve of the 54th annual Grammy Awards. According to her official website, she sold more than 170 buddy. Houston was set to appear in this year's Sparkle, a remake of the 76 hit, which was loosely based on the story of the Supremes. It was the first movie role since 1990, The Preacher's Wife. News of her death elicited a flood of reactions. Social media fan fellow for Feep the Truth. Music producer Russell Simmons wrote he was deeply saddened by the death of Whitney Houston, while singer Gloria Estefan said she was shocked. We've lost the immensely talented entertainer. Another music legend, Quincy Jones, said he was absolutely heartbroken. Houston's body of work includes 7 straight Billboard number ones. Bang, bang, boom, boom. That's it, baby. No cause of death reported.
And she would always try to turn a tragedy into triumph. And as we faith is our known. We ought to seek the best. I remember one of her last hits that she sang was I Look to You.
Yes.
And that's all I can think of tonight is Whitney singing that song, I Look to You. And I believe that at this point, that's what we'll be doing here tomorrow and tonight, looking to God to make sense out of the loss of this great songstress, the songbird of the ever.
All right, enough with your fucking ass. God damn it. Every time I hear Reverend Al, man, I'm waiting for some fucking bummer to come out of him. Some fucking, you know, I you know.
Michael died, I think about the mother, Catherine, who just happens to be my mother's name, Catherine. And now that Whitney has passed, I'm thinking about her mother, Sissy. Can you imagine Sissy Houston? I doubt that you've had a moment to reach out to her, but our thoughts and prayers are with Sissy Houston.
Well, our prayers must be with Sissy. I'm reaching out there now.
Are you reaching out? I would suggest you reach out now, Al. Hang on. Get off the line with him and reach out. Do some real help. Do some real work. Go talk to Sissy. Get off the fucking phone. Get off of CNN. Shut the fuck up. Go do something good. Hey, here's what I'm saying. All right. I remember, let me tell you, folks, because I've got a very clear memory of Whitney Houston's her success. And while she was at the pinnacle of her success, what people said about her, there was a very, very prominent cover story in Entertainment Weekly. I believe it was in the early 90s. It featured Angela Bassett, and it featured Whitney Houston. And the article basically said the following thing. Here are two polar opposites. Angela Bassett... obviously, both of these women are exceptionally talented, but Angela Bassett's a woman who is engaging, warm, real. When she talks to the interviewer, you know that you're really being spoken to by a human being. She's engaging you. She's locking on. Her smile is sincere. Her feelings are sincere. And it was really quite a... And then they went... And I don't know why the two of them were together in this article. I don't think they were in a movie together. Angela Bassett, I think, had just gotten all of that... acclaim she got for What's Love Got to Do with It. Then the article went on to say, and here is the face. That's what they called Whitney Houston, the face. Why did they call her that? Because Whitney Houston those days had this big fucking smile. And it was almost like she pulled it out of the closet every day and slapped it on her fucking face. They said it was the face, meaning that when she smiled, it was phony baloney. They didn't believe it. They didn't feel warmed by it. They didn't think she really meant it. The writer went on to say that, now I'm not agreeing with this, I'm just telling you that during her lifetime, this is what Whitney Houston got, before she ever hooked up with that sack of shit, Bobby Brown. So, they said that her music was emotionless, they said it didn't have, there was no feeling, that it was technically good, but other than that, it sucked. But I also remember a high point in her career, and a high point... probably in not so much the history of the country, maybe, but in the history of the last 50 years, or maybe the last 30 years of this country, when she sang the national anthem at the 91 Super Bowl, Buffalo and the New York Giants. It was the most moving. I'm going to tell you something. People played that for weeks on the radio. They played Whitney Houston's version of the national anthem for weeks on the radio. As a matter of fact, why don't I find that for you right this very moment, huh? You want to do that? Okay. I'm going to find that. This is going to take me like... shouldn't take any time at all. Here it is. National anthem. And it's really funny how... you know, it won't be number one on people's hit parade in terms of what they remember about her. I remember it, because I remember how the country was just really, really, you know, engaged by it. Where the hell is YouTube, man? There we go. This is Whitney Houston right here. I know she sounded a little masculine, but still. No. All right, let me see. I don't know. This should be the version, man, because I remember it.
Oh, say can you
see? No, this ain't it. This is not it. You fucking assholes. Fuck that, man. That ain't it. You pricks on YouTube. I swear to Christ. No, this is. I'm looking for from the Super Bowl one. Here it is. National Anthem, Super Bowl. Jesus Christ. Go to Nevada. All right, man. All right, man. I got it, man. So this was really a big-time moment here. Let's see. Am I going to get this right? Yeah. I got to sync it up. No, man. This is not right. And begin. She hit it out of the park there, man. I remember that. Now I remember it. I don't think I've thought about it for a long time. That was probably, I hate to say this, that might have been the high point in terms of her overall popularity in the country, you know, in terms of how popular she was across the spectrum of Americans, not just music fans or Whitney Houston fans, but just everybody. That was probably the most popular. That was probably her high point, man. And because I remember when she did that, wow. I mean, you wouldn't have believed it. It was pretty heavy. There was people playing that for weeks afterwards. It was such. You can hear the. I don't know what it was. She was on that day. The orchestration, the arrangement of the song was really good. The country was engaged in the Gulf. The Gulf War was. 91, the Gulf War had begun. The bombing of Baghdad had begun. everybody was with the flags. Everybody was really scared, and everybody was feeling really patriotic and so on and so forth. It's funny how, of all the coverage that I'm seeing here on CNN, I haven't once seen them play the national anthem from the 81 Super Bowl, man. And that was like the 91 Super Bowl, and that was, at that time, huge. Anybody was around then, you guys remember. It was fucking huge, man. They played it for a long time. She got all kinds of love and kudos for it. It was heartfelt. It was, you could tell she was enjoying herself. She felt it. The crowd felt it back. Even those soldiers that were saluting, they knew they were hearing something really great. The timing was great. Then the fucking jets come over right at the end of the thing, and the country's going to war. I mean, the whole thing was just a pageant of marvelousness. Oh, say can you see by the light? God damn it, Bill. You fucked it up, didn't you? I did, but I'm getting better. You're getting better at fucking up. So I as you keep an eye on the news tonight, which I know a lot of you guys are going to do while you're watching good old Phil, I dare you to watch and see if they play the national anthem. Watch and see if in the retrospectives they do, who is going to be, when will they first play the anthem from the Super Bowl, the 91 Super Bowl, Buffalo versus New York. At that time, in its time, and literally for years after, I'm telling you, for years after, let me tell you how moving that song was. Rush Limbaugh played it on his show, okay? Now, Rush Limbaugh probably looks at the entertainment business, the music business, as a bunch of liberals, you know, and I don't know that Rush would be the most likely guy to play Whitney Houston on his show, right? He played that, you know, and at the time, you know, in 91, Rush was it, man. There wasn't fucking Sean Hannity. There wasn't Glenn Beck. There wasn't Michael Savage. There wasn't Laura Ingraham. There wasn't Mary Madeline. There wasn't G. Gordon Liddy. There wasn't shit, man. There were local hosts, but Rush was it. He was the national conservative guy. As far as liberal talk show hosts go, national liberal talk show hosts, they didn't exist. I don't think that, I don't even, Mutual. Mutual had Larry King. It had, I don't think Larry's doing his radio show anymore, but they had Neil Myers, who we will hear tonight, by the way, in the person of Herb Sewell. If those of you who want to know the voice of Herb Sewell, you will know that it's Neil Myers. Now, I want to find, I'm very fascinated with something. Excuse me. All I got on is CNN, and you know what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll put on fucking Fox. I'll put Fox on just because I'm that kind of a guy, right? Oh, say. Oh, say. What the fuck? What the fuck is going on here? Oh, so guess what, man? Is Justin TV no longer on the air? What happened to Justin TV, man? Did they block his ass out? Did they take it? Was it a big time takedown? Big time takedown on Justin TV? Huh? Whatever. I'll live with it, man. You know, I don't give a fuck. I'm two bit fucking goddamn suck cocksuck. I don't give cocksuck fuck shit. TV, CNN. How about a little fucking, little help here, CNN? Are you guys feeding live tonight, or are you just going to fuck me around, huh? Ah. I mean, why wouldn't you cats feed, why wouldn't you stream live on the internet, you know? Jesus Christ, is everything we got to pay for everything? I mean, of course you have to pay for Phil. you got to pay for me, because this is once in a lifetime. This is, you ain't going to get this no place except a nut house. And I dare you to, you know, get access to a nut house. It's not as easy as you think. I've tried. I tried to have myself committed. They wouldn't have it. So anyway, what I want here is, I'll go to search engine. That's what I'll go to search engine. That's what I'm going to do. Well, here it is, man. No, it's, oh, it's .tv. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet weigh? Problem with Justin TV is, I guess the only guys that watch this fucking thing are all gamers, because when you go to live TV, what do you get? You get all this fucking gaming that's going on. I could give a fuck. I could give a fuck about your fucking gaming, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck, man. All right, here is MSNBC. Guess that's just going to have to be, man. I don't know what else to tell you. If it was the Medellin cartel, I don't give a fuck. Oh, this poor girl. Well, you got to feel bad for her, man. Regardless, I feel bad for the kid, because she was very much had a tough life there with this fucking husband she had. That guy was I don't know. I just, you know, I don't give a shit. I didn't like that guy, and you know, you could tell she was in big fucking trouble with that guy hanging around. That Bobby Brown motherfucker. Who gives a shit, man? He had a few. He had that, you know, I didn't even like the guy's fucking music. I didn't like that kid band he was in. I didn't like the shit that he did. Now here, finally, MSNBC is showing Whitney Houston as soon as I get this goddamn
talent and a good.
Nah, look at this. I'm getting a commercial. Joe Watkins worked with Whitney Houston. They got him on the phone. They are showing her at the national anthem, or at the Super Bowl, but they are not, let me repeat, not playing the audio. Right now they have the voice of Joe Snurton. And right now we will get that going for you. I'll get the audio for you guys as soon as they're out of this fucking commercial I'm into here on. So there she is. I mean, this is the first one I've seen. CNN is yet to play this. This is MSNBC. But they're not even playing it.
She just greeted everybody on the dais personally before the dinner started and said, "Hi, I'm Whitney Houston," as if we didn't know who she was. And here it is, the superstar introducing herself to everybody in this wonderful way. And then, of course, I was talking with one of her staff people, and who said, "Is it possible for her to come to the White House to meet the president?" And I said, "Yeah, let me work on that." And we set it up for her to come to Washington, D.C., to the White House to meet with the president, and she came down with her family, and before she spent time in the Oval Office, I took her to the Oval Office to meet with the president, and then, of course, eventually with Mrs. Bush, but we spent time in what's called the White House mess, and sat and talked for probably a couple of hours.
And what was
so
her...
It was just a wonderful
talking about visiting
time,
Bush,
you know, to
after
get,
she
know,
sang
her mother, and also her brothers who were with her on that trip. And we had a great time, of course. President Bush was wonderful with Whitney in the Oval Office, and Whitney was wise to ask to see Mrs. Bush, and she got a personal tour after that of the personal family quarters in the White House.
And what did President Bush and Whitney Houston discuss?
Oh, they talked about the music industry. President Bush was always funny because he listened to a lot of country western music, but he did know Whitney Houston's music because she was so outstanding, and she was such a great superstar. And she was a crossover talent. There were millions of people around the world listening to her songs and singing her music, and so the president was honored to have her at the White House. And he just talked to her about her family, and then talked to her about his family. And she asked questions about, at the time they had a dog named Millie. She asked about really the dog. And it's just a wonderful, warm conversation. And then just a few months after that, she had a great HBO concert at the Norfolk Naval Air Base. And my buddy Craig Ray and I did some work with her on that HBO special called Welcome Home Heroes, where she welcomed home the heroes from the Persian Gulf War.
Wow.
And it was one of the highest rated HBO specials at the time. But what a talent she was. What a talent. What a pleasure. What a joy to be around in person.
And you were with her when she would go off touring. What was it like when you were touring with her, and what exactly was your job for her at that time?
Well, as a consultant, I was part of the executive team with Whitney, and so when we were on tour, I remember we did a tour in South Africa, and one of the things that I did was I looked up for Whitney and for everybody in the group kind of a history of the politics.
All right,
I'm going to
back out of this, you guys, because I got to get my shit together for the show tonight. And in case you're wondering, no, we're not going to do any Whitney Houston material. That would not, not necessarily because it's not a good thing. I think we could actually handle doing Whitney Houston material if we're making fun of, you know. Because I was thinking of having Herb Sewell come on and make a comment, because we were going to have Herb in the first hour talk about something. I don't know what the fuck. Oh, yeah, he's going to be dealing with the Miramonte thing, which is exactly what I need to get right now. If you'll pardon me for saying. I got to get this. I got a big day tomorrow, man. I got fucking lines I got to run tomorrow for a new girl. I got two. There's going to be two episodes, so we're going to shoot one on Tuesday. We have a table read on Tuesday, and I got to get my shit together on my lines for Tuesday. And the fuck am I looking for? Oh, Miramonte. Jesus Christ.
Phil, I think that you really need to back the high end off of her. Well, I think that really what I'm trying to say here is what the hell does that mean? I'm testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
And so, Herb Sewell here, Phil. You know, really, Phil, in so many different ways, much of what I'm trying to say to you, Phil, and I don't think that I'm speaking out of school. I don't think I'm speaking out of school, Phil, when I say to you, I love you.
No. Man tries to sexually assault women. Where's the fucking... Where's the Miramonte stuff, man? God damn it. Where is the fucking... Well, I find this to be very unusual, man. They had, the, you know, it's one of the hottest fucking topics of the fucking year in Los Angeles, and I can't find the story now. Here it is. This is video, man. I don't want fucking video. Here we go. Who's this fucking guy? Telfair sex abuse charges. This is February 11th.
Reports problems in Valley Village.
On the 170 South at the 101, there is a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Magnolia Boulevard. In Irvine, 5 North before Culver, a three-car crash there blocking the second lane from the left. The drive is slow from Jeffrey. Good news in South L.A., 110 North before Martin Luther King. That earlier crash with the downed motorcycle has been cleared over to the right shoulder.
Hello, hello.
The drive is still stop and go from 51st.
What's going on, man?
In Seal Beach, 45 South before the 22. That three-car crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. The drive is still stop and go from Seal Beach Boulevard.
Stop
David
and go.
Henson, KFI traffic.
Oh, this fucking...
A hearings officer in Texas has resigned after being caught on camera sleeping during a hearing.
Larry Craddock listens to cases of parents complaining about how public schools are educating their kids and then tries to find a resolution. But during a hearing about a teenager named Ryan, who according to his parents and experts became suicidal because his school didn't acknowledge or address his autism, attorney Myrna Silver says Craddock dozed off.
It was not short naps. He was actually asleep for extended periods of time.
Ryan's mom says they tried to wake him.
We dropped water bottles, tried coughing, we tried jumbling our books to help stir him awake, but it wasn't working.
Craddock has apologized for falling asleep.
He blames
it on some medication he was taking. Amy King, KFI News.
Mitt Romney's riding high this weekend after disappointing losses in Tuesday's contests in Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado. The Republican presidential candidate won today's caucuses in Maine, also was voted the favorite at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Washington, D.C. A woman in Denver says she was not allowed to board a flight from Wyoming to Denver because of her gender. Jennifer Winning arrived at security and was told she couldn't be screened and would miss her flight.
I asked if I was a man I could get on, but because I'm a woman I can't. He said, yes, that's correct.
Apparently there weren't any female TSA agents available to pat down Winning. She offered to sign a waiver for a male TSA to do it, but was refused. She missed her flight, had to rent a car to drive home. Skiing champion Jill Kinmont Booth has died. She passed away Thursday at a hospital in Carson City, Nevada. She was 18. The L.A. native was the national women's slalom champion. When she became champion, she was trying to make the U.S. Olympic team in 1955. She crashed, broke her neck. She was paralyzed below her shoulders. She went on to graduate college, taught remedial reading in Beverly Hills. And Bishop, her life was the subject of the movie The Other Side of the Mountain in 1975.
Remember that flick.
She was 75. That is not a Hershey's Kiss. Ew. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
What?
If you live in the city, the desert, the mountains, the valley, or the beach, and you can hear the sound of my voice, you owe yourself a trip to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. For 20 years, over 100,000 Southern Californians have driven from all over to experience the Fletcher Jones difference. With the largest selection of Mercedes-Benz in the country, if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. And with Fletcher Jones' award-winning service department, certified collision center, complimentary airport shuttle, and and five-star resort amenities, you won't need to go anywhere else. I want to personally thank you, as we sold nearly 7,500 vehicles in 2011, making us the number one Mercedes-Benz dealership in the U.S. for the 13th consecutive year. But I know number one is not just based on how many cars we sell, but on how many customers keep coming back year after year. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Per MBUSA report for new and pre-owned, December 31st, 2011.
Looking for something different to do on Valentine's Day for your loved one? Well, unless you hate them, this would be good. A New York City sewage plant is offering lovers tours for you and your Valentine. Tour host Jim Pine says someone special will never forget it. The highlight will be getting to see the Brooklyn plant's giant egg-shaped digesters. It breaks down waste into harmless sludge, because waste is harmful. And then to top off the hour, Pine says each visitor on Valentine's Day gets a Hershey kiss. At least you hope it's Hershey. That makes it all good. Southland weather from KFI. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A little bit windy out there. Lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Temperatures like today around 60 at the beaches. Mid-60s metro LA. Orange County around 70 in the valleys. And then on Monday for the holiday, a little cooler. A 40% chance of rain coming back as well. Right now in Dana Point, 65. Cypress, 57. Pasadena, 56. Hacienda Heights, 54 degrees. For breaking news, send right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and happy Saturday night to you. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show till 10 o'clock every Saturday night. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Tonight we're going to talk about the Miramonte scandal. Seems like a very inadequate word, but nonetheless, it's not a scandal. It's a tragedy unfolding. We have Herb Sewell with us, and a warning that Mr. Sewell, as many of you are probably familiar, because we've had him on the show before, did do time, was arrested and was convicted for child molestation, was in Atascadero for, I believe it was 8 years. We're going to have him on the line here in just a moment to talk about this situation from the standpoint of an offender. He is currently on parole and probation. He's at a halfway house working as a academic researcher online, so he's not allowed to have any presence, physical contact with children, no presence or contact with any kind of school. And he's going to be joining us on our newsmaker line. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. And you can also join us at philhenryshow.com. We have a live video cast of the show right now on Phil TV in HD. And you'll know me because that's that big giant Starbucks cup right there in front of the first camera number one as we commence our show. And Herb Sewell joining us tonight. We're not going to say from where. You're in California?
That is correct, yes.
I want you to speak up a little bit too, Herb.
I'm sorry, Phil. That is correct. That yes, I'm in the state of California. I can tell you that I'm also in the Los Angeles area. I just can't say where.
All right. Now, you have been following the news on this this Miramonte situation.
I have, yes.
And first of all, I want people to know that you were in Atascadero. You don't have to be specific, but you were there for molesting children.
Yes.
Violently.
It was a contact. With a felony contact with a minor child, and this was 10 counts that I was ultimately convicted of, and I did spend 8 years at the forensic hospital there in Atascadero, where I underwent a series of therapies and treatments, and have been now on probation and with a halfway house. Where I am working and living at this particular time for a prescribed period. But that is well in my past.
All right, well, I was going to say, you haven't offended since then?
No, I have not.
What is your what do you think when you hear about stories like this?
Well, I'm as disgusted, I think, as perhaps even more so than people, because I know the ramifications of this. I know the issues that these men have. I know the ultimate penalty that they'll have to pay. I know the damage, obviously, that's done at the school. And of course, my understanding is, Phil, you want to be on your program this evening to discuss what exactly, how the school moves forward from a situation like this where you have these two individuals that I know of. Is it two?
Well, there are two at this school.
Because I read where there was a third.
That's a different, yeah, I mentioned that to you before we went on the air. There was a third, and this is an individual at another school. There are two at Miramonte. One of them posted bail yesterday, and there's a Pacoima teacher. Now, these guys, we should say, are not guilty yet, but nonetheless, they're in our law, we know that when someone is accused of a crime that's particularly serious, whether they're guilty or not, they're removed from, in this instance, they're removed from their place of employment, which is a school. Some of them are, in the case of a Sandusky, put under house arrest. Some of them are put in jail, and there's an enormous amount of bail money that's required to get them out. So we can say that people are innocent until proven guilty, but the fact of the matter is we err on the side of safety.
Well, that is true, but also, if you want to say on the other end of that, I know what you mean. I also know, and I'm speaking now, Phil, not so much as a former offender, but I'm speaking from my second life, if you will, the life that I have now as an assistant to educators, because I learned a bunch of my crap. I was in the Tascadero, as a matter of fact. I was elevated to a level of a doctor's assistant there, and I was able to take a look at my own case file, to be perfectly honest with you, and I saw some some very disturbing things. You know, it's not, I'm not trying to make light of it.
Well, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny, but when you take a look at your own case file and you see these issues that you've been dealing with, so I'm familiar with it, is my point. I'm familiar with it. Now, in the case of these two men, and perhaps in the third, we're taking them out of schools in the Los Angeles district, the Unified School District. You know, and I know, and I hope that most of the people listening know, that the Los Angeles Unified School District is a disaster. It is an absolute disaster. It's not even a school district. It's more like a warehousing of children. There's just the adequacy of the teachers is not in question, I don't think, so much as the infrastructure is not adequate. The money is not there. I understand about the money.
And all right. Well, what is your point here, Herb? You know.
Well, my point is, you're taking good teachers. I shouldn't say good teachers, but you're taking teachers out of a school who might very well be good, with the exception of these issues that they're dealing with. So why not weigh a doubt against a certainty, and instead of placing them in jail, or these house arrests, or whatever they have, or this enormous bail, why not keep them on staff, and at the same time monitor as judicially as you can, so that you don't disrupt the day-to-day. What we're talking about here, Phil, is the day-to-day. And the overall, and
you're talking about something. You're talking about the school, and how the school can't afford to lose a couple of quote good. How good are these teachers, with charges like this hanging over their head?
I'm not doubting that they've got certain, issues that they are dealing with in their lives, perhaps. But I am also saying that regardless of these stresses and strains that we all have to undergo.
This isn't a stress or a strain that we all have to undergo, though, Herb. This is an accusation of criminal molestation of children.
Yes, I understand that. I'm not trying to minimize it, but
well, when you say that they've got all these issues that we have to deal with,
what I'm trying to tell you and your audience is quite simply that you can keep these men in that school, keep the school running, keep the school open, keep the children going to class, and not disrupt what is already a terribly disrupted school system in a terribly disrupted state, in a terribly disrupted country, for that matter, when it comes to education. I don't see the point in cutting off the nose, to spite the face. and I think that when we get into issues like this, and
you understand that you're an individual that was charged and convicted with a crime like this, okay? So you'll forgive me if myself and my audience, we may think of you as being biased?
Well, everyone is biased. Everyone is biased in whatever opinion that they have. I can look at a woman who is a professional a teacher. I took a class at UCLA a number of years ago, and the teacher that I had there, the professor I had there, was a woman with such outrageous piercings. I'm talking about piercings of the ear and the nose.
Okay.
She had such outrageous piercings that you could have claimed, not, obviously I knew that she wasn't, but you could have claimed that she was from another planet. It was that disturbing to look at. So if I look at someone like that and I have an issue because she's got an issue, do I quit the class or do I continue taking, this particular case was African Studies, that I was very much interested in. So this is what I...
So what are you suggesting, that these two teachers that were taken out of this school and that were put under arrest and that are now not allowed out of a jail cell, one of them bailed out, I guess that was the guy in Pacoima, you're saying they ought to be out of jail?
I'm saying that if you are asking me the wisest course of action, that's what you're asking me. You're asking me, Herb Sewell, that's why I think you've got me on the program, is to ask me these opinions, and I'm saying to you, in my opinion, what you can do is put this man, or these two men, back into the classrooms, and at the same time monitor them, so that you're not disrupting class, but you also are keeping an eye on them. You don't give them any after-school access. And in other words, the school stays open. And for my money, that is the wisest course of action. It's taking them out of the school. They've fired everybody in the school. The school is closed. When are the children coming back to class? What kind of situation will they be in? It is absolutely, in my opinion, and I'm speaking this from afar, it's absolutely... destructive and ridiculous.
All right, we're talking to Herb Sewell, who himself was incarcerated for child molestation, about the situation at Miramonte. He's saying that rather than take these guys out of that school, they should have been placed under some kind of house arrest and kept in the school because we just don't have enough good teachers. I don't know how you put these two guys into the category of good teacher.
Well, because I'm saying, other than the fact that they've dealt with this issue of the molestation, which, again, Phil, we don't know if they're guilty or not.
Okay, we don't know if they're guilty or not, even though we've got photographs.
Well, again, we can't, make these claims. But I'm saying that, yes, they've got issues to deal with. They are obviously men who need treatment, but they're teachers. And Los Angeles Unified hasn't got any good teachers. And the state of California... You can't take teachers out of the classroom.
All right, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534 with Herb Sewell. And I don't know what you mean by keep an eye on him either.
Well, it's some kind of monitoring. They have individuals. You've got a lot of these people that are hanging around the school. They call them janitors or whatever, and I'm sure they do a very good job. Or a lot of these women that work in the kitchen, I don't know what they do the rest of the day. Some of them could be put on some sort of call where they are. Monitoring and make sure that the behavior of these people is proper. And
all right, hold on. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Do you think it was hasty to take these men out of the school, out of Miramonte, shut the school down, put these guys in jail, when already we are taxed under a terribly, not a very good working system in terms of educating kids, good teachers, good schools, etc.? Is it taking two teachers that are much needed out of the classroom? I don't know, man.
Well, a lot of these guys are on house. What about this Sandusky?
Sandusky's under house arrest. He ain't back in the school, though. Of course, he's retired, so...
That's my point, exactly.
Well, all right. We'll be back here. 1-800-5201-KFI. 1-800-5201-534. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here with Herb Sewell. We're talking about Miramonte. We'll be back here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the KFI Sunday Morning News, requirements for my next husband, because apparently the Ninth Circuit decided I have to get gay married. So you gotta love baseball, you gotta love pizza and beer burps, and you gotta love my wife's cooking. Awkward. An update on the Miramonte misfortune, and why we'll need to learn how Kubota and Sabzi Polo are gonna be in your next picnic. Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know, starting tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI, AM 640.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at just $5.99 and save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. Plus, through Monday only, get a free dual comforter and enjoy 18-month financing on selected bed sets with approved credit. See store for details. Hurry in, because the offer ends Monday. The Ultimate Sleep Number event, only at a Sleep Number store.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, singer Whitney Houston has died the night before the Grammy Awards, and a border fence between Texas and Mexico has some people in Texas worried. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems downtown.
On the 10 East at Central, there is a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic's going to be jammed all the way back to Exposition Boulevard. In Valley Village, 170 South at the 101, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Magnolia Boulevard. In Irvine, the 5 North before Culver, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered. In South LA, 110 North before Martin Luther King, an earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. The driver's still going to be slow from Vernon and stay slow to the 101. KFI traffic is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. I'm David Henson.
Tim Conway Jr. here for the Gold Guys. They guarantee the highest prices on your gold and jewelry. The holidays are over, and now it's time to treat yourself. New furniture, a new vacation. How about new clothes for the entire year? Or maybe just pay some bills. Go to any Gold Guys location in Southern California. They'll appraise your gold and pay you the highest price on the spot. A lady walked into the Gold Guys in Brea with a coin that cost $20 back in 1927. The Gold Guys paid her over $1,400 for the same coin. Brea Mall, West Side Pavilion, Galleria at Tyler in Riverside. Go to goldguys.com.
Get in the zone.
What the hell is it? Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
New BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear fallen tree in the road, this isn't a good time for me. Sabrina has ballet and Ian has to get another haircut. Listen to me going on. I know things aren't great for you either, seeing as you're snapped in two across the road and all, but it could have been a lot worse if I hadn't seen you. Luckily, I did, thanks to the head-up display in my all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series. It shows my speed, turn-by-turn directions, and lane departure warnings while I keep my eyes focused on the road ahead. Plus, the 3 Series is the only car in its class to offer it. But, fallen tree in the road, what I really want to know is, how would you feel about becoming a dining room table?
The all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series with head-up display. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your Southern California BMW centers today. Visit SoCalBMW.com to find the BMW center near you.
Back in the 90s when I wasn't working so much, I got a bundle. I called a company exactly like Tax Results, and they got me off for pennies on the dollar. That's a true story. There's a company called Tax Results, and they're offering you a guaranteed way to reduce your debt, or you pay them nothing. Even if they're hitting you with wage garnishments, bank liens, levies, or property seizures, if you owe tens of thousands of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, you have to call Tax Results now. If you qualify, they'll stop the IRS collection actions within 24 hours. Once you call Tax Results and they take you on, you never have to personally deal with the IRS again. They do it for you. I'm looking at the results right now, and I found a couple of people who have owed tens of thousands of dollars and settled for under $1,000. I trust Tax Results, and you should too.
Quit worrying
and call Tax Results right now, even though it's the weekend. 1-800-543-2150. That's 1-800-543-2150. 1-800-543-2150. Hey, I like saying that number. Maybe I'll use it in some other spots. Visit taxresults.com.
KFI. Tweeting directly to your cranium.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. And, of course, on weeknights, we're on KTLK AM 1150, which is our sister station here in Los Angeles. We're on from 10 to 1 at night there, across the country on our network of stations. And we're on right now on PhilHendryShow.com on Phil TV in HD. And Herb Sewell has joined us from He is a convicted child molester, so we don't really know where you live, Herb, and except the authorities do.
You know, the authorities do know where I live, Phil, and I can assure you that I'm glad they know where I live. I'm not trying to hide anything.
No, I wanted people to be aware of the reality there. So we're going to take some phone calls, but I wanted to first ask you about this complaint that you had. You were talking to my producer, having to do with Whitney Houston.
Well, it's not a big complaint. I mean, we're talking about these men who have been taken out of this school and for the situation that they find themselves in. And meanwhile, the school's closed down. The education of all these children has been interrupted. Now, Whitney Houston, God rest that child's soul. She died at 48 yesterday. I don't know which, but I have not yet seen the news, either CNN or Fox, showing her performing beautifully the national anthem at the Super Bowl in 1991. I have not yet seen that. And you're here talking to me about the situation of Miramonte. The situation of Miramonte is the situation of Miramonte. It's a terrible situation, and it's one that will get rectified, and in my opinion, it should be that there's no return to the classroom. But here's CNN and Fox refusing to show this beautiful woman singing the anthem of our nation at the high point of her career. And
I hardly think the two are even close to equal, sir. And
you know the song that I'm talking about, though, don't you?
I remember it well, and she did sing it beautifully, and it was a great moment, and the country came together. Everybody loved it, but I hardly think that them not showing that...
Well, they're showing this Bobby Brown, this drug-addled animal that led her into the
Let's just get off of Whitney Houston. Let's stick to where we want to be here. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. This is Tina in Pasadena. Hi, Tina. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Herb Sewell. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Have to say, I am absolutely horrified at what this man is suggesting. I cannot believe this is like
saying
somebody shoots a kid.
That's understandable.
Somebody shoots a kid in the classroom. You're not supposed to take him out because he is a good teacher. What is that?
Well, if he shoots a child in the classroom, Tina, there is another law that's been. There's a number of laws that are being broken there. Number one, of course, is obviously the firearms law. You know, you're bringing a felony into the classroom in terms of firearms.
Are you seriously telling me that you do not think that anything that this man did, with obviously pictures showing he did this, you don't think that this is serious?
I think it's serious. Obviously, the man has some serious issues that need to be addressed by the people that are the best at dealing with those kinds of issues.
I honestly.
Are you saying?
Know what to say
let me ask you,
you
this: Are you saying you it's better? It's involved. Are you saying it's better to? Are you saying that it is better to take the education of I don't know how many hundreds of children, rip it away from them, as if they're being ripped from mother's milk, and have them sit in a limbo? Have them sitting in limbo because of a couple of guys with these issues.
You keep calling them issues.
I wish you would not call them issues. They are not issues. This person has serious problems in life all around, not issues.
Yes, they're serious life problems.
This person should not be around children right now, no matter what. And you're right, the children shouldn't have to suffer. I assure you, I am sure the school is not going to have them out of school for the next year.
Well, now, let's explore that. California's bankrupt. California's bankrupt.
If they're out of school for a week or two, it is not going to hurt them.
I'd like to know exactly, is it going to be a week or two, or a month, or 6 months? California's bankrupt. We can't find enough good teachers. I think the American people are in for a shock, Phil. When they finally do pull off...
Wait a minute. I understand everything you're saying.
We're going to have school systems shut down across the country.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I was I was with, listen to me, I was with a group of school teachers today. And yes, they were all talking about how the school is going to go broke because they're going to have to spend millions on defense and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly.
And an investigation and all that stuff. That may be so, but that does not negate that you have to keep these children safe.
I understand. I certainly understand your concern, but you're going to have millions of American children stalking the landscape like drooling idiots because they haven't gotten education, and they're, in other words, they're
millions of kids.
Millions, yes.
Millions of
yes,
kids.
Yes, yes. Because if the school systems, how many Catholic priests did they finally wind up arresting? More than you could possibly imagine. If I told you that the numbers of Catholic priests they arrested were the numbers that they were, you would have dropped your girdle. Excuse my French. But you would have.
I'm sure.
You would have dropped
sure.
a you would have I'm dropped sure. a feminine napkin,
but
I'm sure.
And,
oh, will you hold it. Will you watch your language?
What?
Feminine napkin.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is it would have come firing out of her as she found out.
Would you stop with that kind of comparison, please?
I apologize. So, I apologize.
That's all I can say.
Whitney Houston,
I don't want to hear about Whitney Houston.
She sang a beautiful national anthem, and we have not seen that on television yet.
What does that have to do with what we're discussing?
It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, Herb. All right, listen, Tina, thank you so much. I do have to break. Yes, ma'am, if you wanted to make a final point, go ahead.
All I want to say is you have to protect kids.
Absolutely, no question. 1-800-521-KFI, a feminine napkin comes firing out of there. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Herb Sewell as we discuss the Miramati situation. Herb feels that those teachers should not have been taken out of the classroom. They still should be there. Such is the crisis that our schools are in. 1-800-521-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Michael Crozier now in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Whitney Houston has died. Fox News Daigle says Houston was found unresponsive in her hotel room at the Beverly Hilton this afternoon, where she was expected to attend a pre-Grammy party this evening.
She was staying on the fourth floor, and 3:55 Pacific time is when she was pronounced dead after 20 or 30 minutes or so of crews trying to perform CPR on her because the call to 911 came in at 3:23. Incidentally, the fire department was here on an unrelated call, and the only report that came in initially to 911 is that there was an unresponsive, unconscious guest at the hotel.
Houston had been fighting drugs and alcohol addiction for years. Police say there was no immediate sign of criminal activity. Houston was 48. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Hollywood.
That's on the 101 South before Santa Monica Boulevard. There's a crash blocking the middle lanes there. Traffic is slow from Cahuenga Boulevard and stays slow to the 110. In downtown L.A., 10 East at Central, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slow from Exposition Boulevard. In Valley Village, 170 South at the 101, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Magnolia Boulevard. In South L.A., 110 North is slow between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and the 101. And in West L.A., the 405 North is slow between Sawtelle Boulevard and National Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Officials say 11 people have suffered minor injuries after the church van they were in was hit by an allegedly drunk driver in Los Angeles. The driver of the BMW in this morning's crash near Koreatown has been booked on suspicion of driving under the influence. Cops say 5 Santa Rosa middle school students became sick after ingesting a substance investigators say they suspect was THC, a chemical derived from marijuana. 13-year-old girl apparently brought the substance to Santa Rosa Middle School, put it in a bottle of Gatorade, and shared it yesterday with some friends. The violence in Syria continues as forces loyal to the president are cracking down on anti-government rebels. Republican Senator John McCain says the U.S. should be doing more to support the opposition.
We should be considering recognizing the Syrian national government that is, although embryonic, is there. We should recognize them. We should look at ways to facilitate assistance to the Syrian opposition. That could be in the form of medical help, technical help, all kinds of ways.
Syrian Army General was killed earlier today in fighting. The fence along the U.S.-Mexico border is creating worries for some landowners in South Texas. The government's preparing to install some heavy metal gates because the fence was built as much as a mile from the border in some places. Landowners need the gates to reach their property, but the violence and illegal activity in that area has grown worse. They say they're afraid that they might not be able to get through them between the border and those gates fast enough in case there's some trouble. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry, up next.
Yes, hello? I'd like to order a dozen roses. No, they're for me. Of course I'd like to include a card. You're not recording this, are you? And now, here are the top five reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number five.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Book a romantic staycation at Morongo now.
Number four.
Skaggs.
I'm right here.
To Morongo on Friday.
Hey, I was thinking, we have a lot of callers that are obviously really pissed and angry.
Yeah.
Next weekend,
I was thinking it'd be funny if Herb would tell these callers, like, ma'am, you're really going to need to settle down. You're going to need to, you know, quiet down here.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't think you should say, or else I'm not going to talk to you. You know, you really need to take a more clear-eyed look at this. That's what he ought to say.
I really think that you should take more of a clear-eyed look.
Every Thursday for lunch and dinner.
Much calmer.
Casino Resort and Spa.
There's no need to raise your voice.
There's no need to raise your voice.
Less than 90 minutes
from where
you are.
Morongo. Good times.
Partly cloudy skies tonight.
Yeah, but people are livid, so it's working great.
Cool. Tomorrow, sunny skies. There'll be a little bit of clouds out there, but temperatures much like it was today. Highs around 70. And then on Monday, it'll be cooler, mid-60s, most maybe. A 40% chance of rain also coming on Monday. 55 degrees in Burbank right now. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
The Epson Workforce Pro small business printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. In fact, we're talking Sheeta fast. You can print a six-page document before leading laser printers even start printing. So with Epson, you get this.
Woohoo!
And with leading laser printers, this. The Epson Workforce Pro. Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find a great deal on the Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, and Epson.com.
Okay, so tell us about the buffet at Valley View Casino and Hotel.
It's the best buffet in San Diego.
What makes it so great?
The variety, the freshness.
The place is clean.
They have everything you can think of.
What should I try?
They have tons of stuff to choose from. I love the lobster.
You got crab legs and prime rib.
Their desserts,
you know, this Mike might be
anything
interested
else
in this,
you know, when you join
David.
The Club, your first lobster buffet
I got a,
is free.
Well, there you have it. Vlad TV reported that Whitney Houston was at a party. This is actually reporting before today. They say she was spotted at a party.
KFI.
Anyway.
AM 640.
And you're hot.
It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, and we're here on KFI AM 640 every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. We're happy to be with you. Herb Sewell with us from the Southern California area. You should be warned that Mr. Sewell was he is a convicted child molester. He spent 8 years at a forensic hospital. We used to call those folks hospitals for the criminally insane, which I'm not saying that is the case with you, Herb, now.
It was a psychiatric hospital, and I think they stopped calling them a hospital for the criminally insane because it was prejudicial, I think, that... While there are serious issues relative to psychopharmacological issues and so forth, to call one insane...
No, I understand that. I don't want to get into a big thing here, but I mean, we're just saying that that's what they used to call those.
By the way, Phil, I wanted to point out that Vlad TV is reporting that Whitney Houston was at a party...
Look, I don't want to talk about the Whitney Houston story. I will talk about the Whitney Houston story in my own time. Right now, we're here to talk to you about the specifics of this Miramonte situation, which is horrific.
Well, I'm happy to talk about it, Phil. I would counsel, and the reason why I got off with Whitney Houston, I apologize for that, was simply to say I think there are priorities. You know, you can talk all you want about what's going on with the Miramonte situation and those individuals who obviously need treatment, but when we see the lack of acumen, I think, by the news media, in showing one of the finer moments of this woman, that's what I was saying.
All right, well, that having been said, though...
I understand.
That having been said, our number is 1-800-521-KFI, and we're going to get to some phone calls.
May I say one thing?
Go ahead.
I would ask the people that I'm speaking with here this evening, Phil, I'm very happy to speak to people, but I think many of them need to... I think they need to calm down. The last lady, I think, was... quite emotional. It's difficult for me to respond when someone is being emotional to me. I become myself agitated. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I would ask you, Herb, and I'm not going to put any kind of a proviso on my listeners. I would ask you to understand the nature of what we're talking about, and you exercise some judgment, and you exercise some maturity, and let it go with that. 1-800-520-1KFI. Here is Colleen. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Colleen with Herb Sewell. Go ahead.
Well, I'm driving home from work listening to this on the radio, and I'm just finding it very hard to believe that this is an actual person that you're interviewing. I thought it was some sort of skit because it's just
I've been called every name in the book, ma'am, but I don't think I've ever been told that I'm not a person. I am a person. I may not be anybody you're familiar with. But I can tell that...
Everybody that anybody who molests a child or rapes a person or does anything of that nature,
right here.
That there's a mental illness involved and there's narcissism involved, and
right
you're
what are you saying, Herb?
I can hear the woman she's already beginning to get emotional.
I'm going to say this one more time. Let me monitor that. You monitor your own responses.
So has anybody talked about these children, the victims, how this is going to affect their whole life, the fact that they've been victimized, their families have been victimized, it's all about
the
issue, somebody who has an issue, someone who needs therapy, someone who needs treatment, it's all about the perpetrator, and that's not where the focus needs to be. That's a narcissistic response.
No, I've been talking about that. I said, how are these children going to get educated? Do you realize an entire school is without teachers?
It's not about their education, it's about the victimization.
Wait a minute, you asked me if I was talking about the children, and I just told you that I was, and now you're saying I'm not talking about the right thing about the children. I'm saying that they are not going to have any education, and it is very likely that before all of this is done, you're going to see school systems shut down across the country. Now, are we ready for that?
That's the way it has to be.
Well, that's narcissism on your part, because what you're saying now is, I don't care about the kids. I just want to sit here and go toe-to-toe with a child molester. What is your name? You're Colleen. This is a big moment for you, Colleen, isn't it? You're going toe-to-toe with a child molester. And your narcissism is now, you're really... See, this is what I mean, Phil. This woman's starting to...
I would say you have to control your emotions and let the lady say what she wants to say.
So the education of the children will be taken care of. The bottom line is kids who've been molested by priests, kids who've been molested by anybody are the focus. You know, it's a tragedy, it's a crime, it's immoral, horrible.
You have a very dead sound of your voice.
The people who perpetrate the crime should not have another chance to go back out there and rehab themselves. They should be locked up forever.
No, I didn't say rehab themselves. I said teach class. And you sound very dead emotionally, ma'am, if you don't mind me saying.
Why were you hostile to her?
Because she's telling me I'm a narcissist. Never mind. She reminds me a lot, you and I were talking when I first met you, Phil, about my mother and the issues I had. And
okay.
If you want to know what my mother was like, right there. Did you hear that? That was mother. No, very monotone. My wife. You know the issues with my wife.
Yes.
And you know that I tried to kill my wife.
Yes, I do.
And you want to know why I tried to kill my wife?
Herb, I've heard the story. I guess my listeners haven't, and I don't think it's... Once again, we're getting off point, okay?
This is very much on point, because we are talking about the motivation of individuals that would hurt children. And
no, I think we're more to what that lady was saying. What about the kids? And you had my interest when you said, well, how do we educate them? I think that's a very good question. I do not think the solution is bringing these guys back into the classroom to keep teaching them. 1-800-520-1KFI. Here is Brian in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, this guy is not rehabilitated. This guy still poses a threat to society. I was in law enforcement, and I've seen this. This guy has given every excuse to justify the things that he wants to do.
Wow.
He still wants to do what he wants to do.
Well, I can assure you, Brian, that you're wrong, and that there is a reason why you're
not... You know what? I've seen it. I've seen the carnage that you and child molesters and murderers and rapists have left behind. You scar these children. There is no law on the books that meets what you guys do to these kids.
I had electroshock therapy, and I had insulin shock.
You know what? I can tell you that I have serious issues. You pose a threat to society.
Well, sir, there's a reason why you're no longer in law enforcement. Thank you.
Well, what does that mean?
Okay.
Well, you know what
because
it means.
Because I can see what your lies, you're a con.
Why are you no longer, in law enforcement? Why are you no longer in law enforcement? Was it drugs?
Because
was
I do a better job now.
Was it alcohol?
No, it was none of that.
Was it drugs and alcohol?
Don't try to psychoanalyze me.
There's a reason. If you care so much about law enforcement, why are you no longer in law enforcement?
This is not about that man. This is about...
It's not important for you to know. You are
I believe it is important, and I'd like...
You are the issue.
Was it hard drugs?
You know,
yes or no?
The audience should understand. The audience should understand that
I'd like your audience to know, Bill, this man
there,
could have been a heroin abuser while he was wearing a police uniform.
All right, Herb, you know, this
there's
is a childish... This man is talking
they're
about the issue, okay?
Still,
I'm talking about the issue.
They're still committing the crimes, and this guy, when you pin him, he wants to dance all around and refocus...
What am I not answering? Ask me a question. I will answer any question you want. What am I not answering? I'll answer any question
you
want.
You've spoken up. You have spoken up.
So you haven't... In other words, you haven't really been listening to the answers.
I'm out there that are doing this that are not convicted. This guy poses a serious...
There are men with issues. I'll give you that. And I know there's a lot of men out there that are trying to battle their issues.
You're downplaying the issues, and you're trying to justify your actions.
Why do you call them issues?
You're trying to...
I'm saying they're issues, Bill.
Everyone has problems in their lives.
Just
Everybody
like you, Brian. Just like you, Brian.
Child molesting, raping children, and doing that kind of stuff is not how you deal with your issues. There's ways to get help.
I
just
keep
like
them.
Doctor
Suffolk told me to keep it in a little box in my head. That's what I do.
You keep it in a little box in your head. I don't really want to know about you. I want to know when you say, because this is a really important issue, the kids are going to be without teachers, so put these guys back in the classroom, let them teach, and then put them under house arrest. How do you do that, man? Tell me.
That is absolutely
right. I think you can do it. I think if you get some of these women that work in the cafeteria and give them... Well, I can't answer.
If a guy violates a woman, you yank him out of society.
Here's a guy. This guy used to be a cop, and they mustered him out because of God knows what. Maybe they caught him doing something in the car.
It doesn't bother me.
Now,
I didn't do the heinous things that you have done.
What did you do?
I am a very productive person in society.
You sound like a guy that went down the hall to get his towel for the night. And you're very productive, aren't you?
Well, what does that mean? Look, Brian, you're making some good points here.
You won't listen to my answers. You're in denial.
This guy is in denial.
You're in denial.
I asked you,
why are you no longer a cop?
I'm not a...
Every time I ask you why you're no longer a cop, you start going... You start stuttering. Very classic stuttering, mumbling.
No, he did not. This gentleman here, Brian, said it's not the issue, and he's right. We're talking about the kids here. You're not even the issue, Herb, if you want to get right down to it.
Well, I thank you for that.
But then your opinion of Whitney Houston and all this other stuff I'm not interested in. I want to know how you protect children.
You know,
yes, Brian.
Oh, listen to you. Yes, Brian.
That's absolutely crazy. This is a threat. You want to know what I do? I bodyguard. That's exactly what I do, and I carry a firearm. And I'm a productive person in society. I go by the laws, and people like you that are in
by
the
way,
same category
you know who found Whitney Houston's
not.
Body? A bodyguard found her body. Pretty ironic that she sang that song and fell in love with one.
What does that have to do with the kids who were molested? You're trying to justify and keep these guys as threatening these kids.
Because if those children grow up and have productive lives and they still got to deal with you finding them dead in a hotel room from forget it.
What is the story here, man?
What does that have to do with molesting children? These guys molested
exactly.
heinous crimes against children that are vulnerable.
All right, listen, I'm going to take
vulnerable.
A break. And I thank you, Brian. I got to take a break, Brian. Thank you very much, sir. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. The issue at hand here is the children who need to be protected in that school. Is the school shut down? Is there a way to keep them being educated? Do these two men belong in the classroom still under house arrest? That's what we're talking about. At least that's what I thought. Herb is here with all manner of personal comment. And we're going to get back to him and to your calls here. 1-800-5201-KFI here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
It's your holy host. Valentine's Day is next Tuesday, and unfortunately, people continue to confuse romance with love. What's the difference? I'll tell you on this week's Jesus Christ Show.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Today, from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., the American RV Expo in Colton declares an all-out RV price war. Over 1,500 RV, over 100 brands to choose from, as California's largest RV dealers battle it out for your business. Today, 10 till 6 at the RV Expo. Shop the world's most sought-after.
Yeah, Phil, we read that story, too, where she was at a party last night or something.
Right, that was I saw that on Vlad TV, which is a hip-hop site, and she was at a big party, and they were saying she was fucking, quote, buck wild, is the way they said it.
Yeah, that's what we read, too.
Blowout, price war reduction, financing on-site with rates as low as 1.99% APR with approved credit. Free admission. But hurry, it's first come, first save during this first-ever RV price war for a limited time today, 10 till 6 only at the American RV Expo, where the 10 and the 215 freeways meet in Colton. Online at RVExpo.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, one night before the Grammy Awards, Whitney Houston has died. And some Southland parents say they're not happy. They're just now finding out about an alleged child molester. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problem, Anaheim.
That's on the 91 East at Lakeview. There's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 55. In Hollywood, 101 South before Santa Monica Boulevard. That earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic still slow from Hollywood Boulevard and stays slow to the 110. In Valley Village, 170 South at the 101. That earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. You're going to see some residual slowing from Magnolia Boulevard. In downtown L.A., 10 East at Central. That earlier crash has also been cleared from lanes. Traffic is still slow from Exposition Boulevard. In South L.A., 110 North is slow between Martin Luther King and the 101. KFI Traffic is brought to you by La Costa Resort and Spa. I'm David Penson.
Your home is where you feel the safest, but a silent threat may be lurking, one you can't see, smell, or taste. Is carbon monoxide the leading cause of accidental poisoning deaths in America? I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association.
Hey, Phil, I think I have a good way to tie in the Whitney Houston thing.
Yeah.
CO poisoning.
You can say everybody gave Whitney Houston like a second opportunity to come back from crack, you know, and revive her career.
Safe way.
I get these teachers be given that same opportunity.
That's a great, one.
July 1st,
it's the law. I like that.
The CSFA supports the safety measure and urges you not to wait. CO poisonings happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. Common sources include gas-burning appliances, grills, and generators. Take this simple step to protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Bullying is a real problem in our schools. And luckily, there are teachers with ideas on how to stop bullying for good. But it's going to take a little help. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to help out a teacher. Hook up with Chase and Clear Channel Communities in supporting DonorsChoose.org and pick from over 25,000 classroom requests. Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase to learn more.
Get in the zone.
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
5 great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr., my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. Now, if you couldn't take advantage of the year-end sale prices, go to Riverside Metro Auto for deals that are better than other dealerships' year-end sale prices. They have over 400 used cars to choose from, and they've all passed the Riverside Metro Auto's stringent quality inspection. You can easily walk in all five dealerships to check out your options. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family, off the 91 Freeway Adams Street exit, RiversideMetro.com.
The all-new Champions Golf Course joins the number one spot in California at San Diego's La Costa Resort and Spa. Experience it all today with packages from just $150 per person. For details, please visit lacosta.com.
February is now Februenny. All month long, any regular footlong sub is a $5 footlong sub starting at 7 a.m. From the fan favorite Italian BMT to the chicken and bacon ranch. Join the celebration at Subway. Subway, eat fresh. See store for details.
Listen to Handle anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. KFI.
An iHeartRadio station. More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show every night here, every Saturday night on KFI till 10. And on our weeknights, we're on KTLK AM 1150 from 10 until 1. Please join us over at philhenryshow.com for our live video cast. And we're going to be doing a what is called an AMA, Ask Me Anything, on Reddit on Tuesday. We're going to try and do it from the set of New Girl, where I'm going to be working for on a couple of episodes. So if you know about Reddit and you know what an AMA is, we're going to do it on Tuesday. With us here is Herb Sewell, and Mr. Sewell himself, a convicted child molester, 8 years in a forensic hospital for this offense. And you wanted to mention something, Herb, about the Whitney Houston tie-in here. I'm asking you not to mention that.
Phil, the point that I'm trying to make, and I won't bring her up again, but Whitney Houston is a classic example of what I'm talking about. You know, here's a woman that was involved with this man, Mr. Brown, you know, and he got her hooked on all kinds of drugs. I can't even imagine, you know, the base and low... literal sewers that this woman crawled through on behalf of this Brown, and yet we all gave her a second chance, as well we should have. As well we should have. But where is the second chance in life for these individuals that we're talking about, these men who have these... Where is their second chance? Well, there is none. They're taken out of the school, they're thrown into a jail cell, and people want to... if they had their druthers, they would put them out in the... middle of the Pacific Ocean, where they could be, die or drown, however you do it. So,
You're talking about a woman that abused drugs to the detriment of her own life. You're not talking about somebody who harmed other people.
All right. Well, what about Bobby Brown? They've given him second chances. And
what about Bobby Brown?
Well, look what he did to Whitney Houston. So we're always giving...
I don't know. You're making some statements here that may be true, they may not be true. I don't think that they have any relevance whatsoever to what we're talking about. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we talk about the Miramonte and with the kids out of the school, obviously, and these teachers taken out. What happens to the kids' education? How is this going to impact... how these kids are educated and so forth. Here is Alice in Sylmar. Alice, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead.
Hi, this is quite a topic you've got tonight. You know, I'm a school teacher with LA Unified for schools for 27 years.
Ah, perfect.
And I really take offense to what this gentleman is saying, Mr. Sewell is saying. You know, yeah, while these two gentlemen are... you know, certainly accused of their wrongdoing and have been taken out of the classrooms, they need to be taken out of the classrooms. Our main number one job is to protect the children. Yeah, we're supposed to educate them, but before and above everything, we are supposed to protect our children.
But why send them to school? I don't understand. Why send them to school then? If we're supposed to protect children.
Because of course we're supposed to educate them, but we're even responsible for the children until they arrive home every single day from school. So when things are being done in the classrooms, well, of course we have to remove these teachers from the classrooms. My problem is they didn't need to remove every teacher from that school. And being a union member with the United Teachers Los Angeles, we've now learned that they since have brought back all those teachers back to that school.
Now,
they have to bring them back.
There's something, Phil. Now maybe people will be on Herb Sewell's side, because what's happening here, this young woman is stating that now they've brought back this entire staff that under their noses these two men were doing God knows what. You don't know how corrupt that staff is. You don't know what's going on with those teachers. By God, the only right thing they did was to clean that sewer out and to get some new bodies in there. But Ma'am?
That's the kettle.
No, ma'am.
Pot black.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't think there's anybody disagreeing with me now. That entire school was infected with a disease that God knows how many of those children. But before they're done, how many people do you think they're going to find? My God, it could be all of them, for
I'll
all I know.
I'll tell you right now.
And you're defending this? You're defending bringing them in? See, Herb Sewell, people should speak up for me now, because I'm saying the right thing.
All right, Herb, don't worry about it.
Well, you're not letting me talk.
Go ahead, ma'am, go ahead.
You know, I've been around a lot of teachers. I've been around a lot of children. For 27 years,
uh-huh.
I've been teaching. And you're not going to tell me that there aren't good teachers within LA Unified School District. Yes,
maybe a
we
handful.
Are a huge
maybe a handful.
We're a huge open.
There could be a handful, but you bring in all of those teachers back, what they've done is basically said, let's get those blankets full of tuberculosis and now drape them over the kids. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, man. You think it's that bad?
I think you're making very sensationalist statements.
No, ma'am, this was, all right. I mean, it's okay with me. It's all right with me. I mean, if you want to, I was talking about giving these guys.
You're a molester.
Well, you know what, and you want to bring molesters. You want to bring more molesters back than I did. I just wanted two. You want the whole staff back.
Absolutely.
We don't know that. That's a terrible thing to say. That's a bad thing to say about teachers that have not been accused of any such thing. To say that, Herb.
Oh, that's a whole. My God, it's a den of vipers for all you know. And they're bringing them all back?
It really minimizes what you're saying. It really diffuses everything else you're saying.
Right.
It reduces all your other comments to zero.
No.
When you don't have a backing.
In other words, you're telling me
saying
that I actually was making a point with you until I said what I just said? Well, that makes you one out of a million. I think the people listening right now.
All right. I appreciate your call, ma'am. We do have to take a break and get back to. Thank you, though, very much. We're going to get back to her. We have to take our news break. So that was a teacher from LA Unified. She said that those teachers are now going back to that school. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. That was her claim, and that's interesting, isn't it? Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Herb Sewell is with us. We're going to continue talking about this. Take your phone calls and so on and so forth here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, February 11th.
News, KFI style, John Cobell.
We get to have the news people come on, and I get to ask 20 questions, because I'm figuring if I have these 20 questions, then probably everybody else in the audience has these 20 questions.
KFI. More than headlines.
KFI, Los Angeles, Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
Yeah, I say it's definitely keep on rolling this.
Yeah, man.
Singer Whitney Houston.
I wonder if this
died.
Is true about those teachers being
when our officers arrived back to the hotel
school.
Room on the fourth floor, fire department and hotel security were already attempting resuscitation measures.
But now she says they're coming back.
This afternoon, Whitney Houston was pronounced dead at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
Hmm. Beverly Hills Police Lieutenant Mark Rosen says they got there 2 minutes in 2 minutes, but the fire department was already there for an unrelated reason. He says that that the 48-year-old Houston was in L.A. to attend a party at the Beverly Hilton this evening.
At this point in time, it's currently under investigation. Our detectives are going to follow up on this, and the first thing to determine is whether or not it was natural causes or some other cause of death. Eventually, it will be turned over to the coroner's office for investigation also.
Fox's William Lajeunesse says Houston was a star early in life.
From the moment Whitney Houston first broke into song, she was obviously bound for greatness. She first performed at age 5, solo at age 11, in the local church choir. Young Whitney grew up steeped in music. Her beauty and voice propelled the young gospel girl into the professional spotlight. Whitney sang her first professional solo in 1980. She began modeling the same year, gracing covers like 17 and Glamour. Her premier album spun 3 number one singles.
KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems, Anaheim.
On the 91 East at Lakeview, there is a crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at the 55. In Hollywood, good news, 101 South before Santa Monica Boulevard. That earlier crash has cleared over to the right shoulder. The damage is done, though. Traffic still slow from Hollywood Boulevard and stays slow to the 110. In downtown L.A., 10 East at Central, earlier crash there has been cleared from lanes. Traffic still going to be slow from Exposition Boulevard. In South L.A., 110 North is going to be slow between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and the 101. And in Burbank, 5 North. slow between Alameda
yeah,
and
Yeah, Phil, I haven't seen that report. Everything Henson, I'm reading is they got 85 traffic. New staff members.
The news is brought to you by Edison's Workforce
Pro. They did get 85 new staff members, you're saying.
Fair Elementary School in Pacoima say they're
upset. They pretty much just learned out. A third grade
teacher was charged. So these are not the teachers October, being brought back. These are new people.
Really devastating.
Yes.
Okay.
Learning
I heard
about
even
everything
from the janitor
going on
at other schools. Okay,
cool. Giselle Garcia says the school should have notified parents sooner. The teachers pleaded not guilty to all charges. Straw polls out of the way here on this Saturday. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin took to the stage at the CPAC in Washington, D.C. to talk about the president's State of the Union address and how he spoke about an economy that's built to last.
Well, Mr. President, we don't want an economy built to last. We want
no, we
an
don't.
Economy built to grow, and we certainly don't want your economy built to last. We want your administration to end.
That was a stretch.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney won today's straw poll. Former Pennsylvania
Gotta
Senator
run a long way for that.
Came in second. Newt Gingrich, Texas Congressman Ron Paul came in a distant third and fourth. President Obama says Congress cannot allow the payroll tax extension to expire.
Congress needs to stop this middle class tax hike from happening. Period. No drama, no delay, and no ideological
what?
Side issues that have nothing to do with this tax cut.
Extension is set to expire at the end of the month. That was the president's weekly media
what
address. And the Republicans' weekly
about?
Address today. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says the president's spending plan scheduled to be released on Monday is already getting Republican attention.
We can expect the president's budget to ignore the growing entitlement crisis in this country. It won't protect the security of Medicare and Social Security. And absent major reforms, it'll continue down the road to bankrupting these programs in the years ahead.
McDonald says reduced regulations and fewer taxes on businesses will help to increase hiring. With that kind of money, she definitely could raise her children on the moon. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Just because you don't wear a neck brace from falling off a ladder doesn't
this
mean
story
you
about
don't
Whitney
qualify
Houston,
for workers' comp. Most injuries come from daily repetitive motion. Like
claims
typing,
it, and they have a photograph. She's got blood on her leg.
Lead to carpal tunnel
syndrome, I don't know who she was partying
your
with.
Back, neck, or shoulders. If repetitive motion has caused any pain in your life, you need to call the law office of Robert
That's
Williams
a crazy
right
party.
Now. You'll never have to worry about making things uncomfortable.
And whoever
at work,
got these pictures
or losing your
got
job.
The least flattering. Now here she is in the car. What's that?
Insurance companies.
Out now.
Yeah, there are, man. If you go to Vlad, vladtv.com/images, they'll probably have a link
to
her behavior, and there's pictures from this party she was at, and I don't know if this is the last night. It's a Grammy party, and the Grammys are tomorrow night, so I'm assuming it was last night or Thursday night, maybe. If it was last night, this is stuff the cops ought to look at.
False or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Well, maybe they already have.
A woman on Staten Island whose kids were taken from her by the courts is fighting back. The woman is suing West Brighton, New York, and Children's Services, saying she's been subject to undue hardship, has had economic problems, and her kids' rights have been violated because her kids were taken away. She's suing for $900 trillion. By the way, the gross national income of the entire U.S. is $14 trillion.
Very unflattering.
The state
pictures.
Says she's got mental problems. Southland weather from KFI. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A little bit windy. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunny tomorrow and temperatures much like today. Around 60 at the beaches. Mid-60s. Metro LA, Orange County. Around 70 in the valleys. Cooler on Monday with a 40% chance of rain coming back. Right now in Anaheim, 59. Newport Beach, 57. Cerritos, 55. Long Beach, 54 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every Saturday night till 10. I'm going to get to Herb Sewell here in a second, and we're gonna talk more about this during our news and information hour at 9 o'clock. But Vlad TV has posted, as of a party, a Grammy party, Kelly Price and Friends Unplugged, that Whitney Houston did attend. And on Vlad TV, they have a series of photographs of Whitney Houston at this party, which could have been last night. And she's, and I'm going to just quote them, she's, quote, buck wild. And there's one shot, she's got blood on her leg. It doesn't look serious, just a splattering of blood. But, if I'm a cop, I would like to go and see these pictures. I'm not saying anything happened to her that is foul play. I just, it would give me some, maybe a little input as to her, what was going on with her. Whitney Houston spotted getting buck wild in L.A., Vlad TV, a series of images. And the captioning does not seem to indicate it is not a contemporaneous caption. It of today. It looks like it was these were captions that were created before news of her death became public. 1-800-520-1KFI. Now we're getting better because that's the first time tonight. 1-800-520-1534. Herb Sewell on the line with us, and we are talking about the Miramonte School tragedy. The fact that there are two teachers that have been removed from that school and placed under arrest who have alleged were alleged to have been involved in some despicable, absolutely despicable behavior with children that deserves nothing less than decades of jail time. One other teacher, and again, these are allegations, but that does not mean that we are not allowed to discuss and to give opinion. And I believe that this idea that, you know, you were talking about, Herb, a man is innocent until proven guilty, is a legal term, as we all know.
I think it's been abused on your program and other programs.
No, it has not. It's a legal term. We are entitled to opinion. We're entitled to the opinion that we have, that all of us have, about child molesters. We're entitled to our opinion about you. You know,
well, I have told you that I'm not a repeat offender. I've told you that I've not offended since I've left Atascadero. I've given you my opinion on the school. And by the way, I did some homework during the break, you know, because I'm still, as an academic researcher, I thought I'd do a little bit of research, you know, and I found out that indeed the school has been restaffed, Miramonte, but not, and let me underline, not with the same individuals. So, what does that tell you? It tells you, number one, that no way do they want those people back. And it also tells you...
Yeah, but that goes against everything you said.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I wanted to make a...
No. That goes completely against what you said. You just got done telling me and my listeners that those two teachers should be allowed to come back and to teach.
That's exactly right, but I did not say don't place them under arrest.
No, I know that, under house arrest, but they go back to teach because they need teachers. Now you tell me, and you told my caller, clean the whole place out, it's a den of vipers.
As long as if they want to be serious, in other words, if they want to be serious about what they're doing, don't, you see, you're twisting it around so that you look like the big shot talk show host. And I can assure you, Phil, that I did not come on your program this evening simply to be more grease for your tank tread.
No, I'm not doing anything.
I've come on your program to give you thoughts, well thought out, erudite, showing, I think, a level of erudition and tuition that gives you some insight into this problem. And you're trying to make me look like, as you've often said, the back end of a horse coming out of a stable. And I will tell you that, as I said, they did not bring those teachers back. And
all right, so what are you saying?
I'm saying that if you want to take everyone, if you want to take those two men out, get them all out.
That's what they've done. So you think that's a mistake?
I think what the mistake is, originally, is taking these men and not first saying, how are we going to educate these? I'm not going to get involved in you twisting everything around. I came on your program with a very clear point of view, and you and your listeners have had a lot of fun here the last 60 minutes taking my words and making you-know-what out of them.
I think what we've got you in here, Herb, is that you said one thing, and then you endorsed, you said one thing, don't let the teachers, you know...
Well, listen to you. You're going...
No, I'm not. I'm saying you said, don't let the teachers be taken out of there.
What?
Did you not say that?
I said, keep the teachers there.
Then you endorse the fact that they've gotten rid of the staff.
Yes, I endorsed that because I had that teacher on the phone who thought she was all this. You know, look.
You got an ego problem here, man, that when somebody comes on who may be smarter than you...
No, that's not the case at all.
...and may have more information than you, you got a problem with that. That teacher came on here and said that she heard they've hired everybody back. You immediately lit into her by saying, ah, a den of vipers, and they're bringing the vipers back.
That's correct.
Okay. So I say to you, if that's the case, why bring back these teachers who have been placed under arrest?
If... You know something, you think it's real easy, don't you?
And I'm asking a question, okay? That's all.
All right, I'll tell you why. If they're not going to be serious then they should bring those teachers back to teach the school. They should bring all of them back to teach the school. Otherwise, who are they going to put in their place?
They just hired 85 staff.
Well, I don't know where they're finding the teachers, because there's a crisis in this state and in this country finding qualified teachers that know how to eat with a fork and knife.
Well, you can be angry all you want.
Of course I'm angry.
Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. Know how to eat with a fork and knife. Let me go to Marius here in Salem, Oregon. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Herb, you know, it's good of you to come forward and give us your point of view. You have a very interesting perception.
Hi, thank you.
I'd like to know, Herb, what actually motivated these teachers, if it turns out they did what they did, why do you think they did it?
Well, these are issues having to do with psychology. There is nurture and nature. So you have not only the nurture, in my case, my mother, I had huge issues relative to my upbringing with my mother, and I'm not going to go into it any deeper than that. But I can assure you, having spent time at Atascadero, I was with, I was incarcerated with individuals that would, I dare say that of the three of us, I'm the only one that could actually sit in a room with them and communicate with them. Now, the other aspect is what is called nature, and that is the wiring of the brain. Do they come out of the womb already damaged? I told Dr. Southwick when I was incarcerated at Atascadero that I felt that there was some of that with me as well. I think the wiring in my brain. Now, I have been on antidepressants. I have been on bipolar medication, and I've been on antipsychotic medication.
Has it helped?
And, well, I'd appreciate if you not interrupt, Bill.
And no, I'm just asking you, has it helped?
I'd appreciate if you not interrupt. So I've been on these medications, and to answer the host's question, yes, they seem to have helped me. But I do believe that you have a challenge, and the challenge is it's not only nature, it is nurture, and that is a combination of wiring as well as upbringing. Thank you for asking. By the way, your name, Marius, is a German name. Are you German?
No, it's an old Roman name. I'm French. I wanted to ask you another follow-up question.
Roman name, I think.
Do you have remorse for yourself or for the people that you've molested?
Well, I have remorse for the whole thing. You know, the whole thing, it was a big misunderstanding. And it never should have happened.
And what was?
And I believe I'm talking to your caller now. The whole thing was a big misunderstanding.
Yes.
And it never should have happened,
well,
and I'm sorry that it did, for my part in it.
What do you mean your part in it?
Phil, I'm talking to this man. Is that it, Marius?
I guess.
Who named you?
And
who named you, by the way?
What I'm wondering.
Were your parents Romans? I'm kidding.
No,
I'm just joking.
No. I'm wondering, though, because I suspect. You're going to get another chance yourself.
I just heard the host go, Jesus.
Yeah, because I want to ask some questions, Mr. Sewell. This is not a one-way conversation you're having with this caller.
This man is the most intelligent man that has called your program in weeks. Not just tonight, weeks. Go ahead, sir. Hello.
Well, you know what? You have a British sense of humor, a strange sense of logic. And unfortunately, I know you're going to be incarcerated again. And when you do...
What are your qualifications to make a statement such as that? Other than the fact that you made a...
My qualifications are listening to you and profiling you.
I see. Are you a profiler, sir? Are you law enforcement? You're a profiler? Or do you just see a lot of movies?
Yes, I am.
You are?
You're completely out of touch with reality. And unfortunately,
so
when you get back, you'll get...
You're a police officer with what, the Salem PD as a profiler? Or are you just a hobby profiler? No, I'm asking you a question. If you're going to see your profiler, you have to give me your qualifications. I think you work for the Salem PD, and you do it on the side as a side interest. I don't think they have budget for it.
Psychiatric center for the criminally insane in Saskatchewan, Canada.
How about that, huh?
What are you doing in Salem?
You're a very clever individual.
What are you doing in Salem, Oregon?
Maybe he's on vacation.
I'm driving.
Maybe
I'm trying to meet you, Herb, and I'm going to deal with you.
Yeah, you come on down, Marius. Come on down.
Oh,
Herb,
whatever.
Come on down, Marius. And by the way,
you don't work
in Saskatchewan. You don't work in Oregon. You know where you work? You're working in the little toy shop of your mind.
Every night you just shut everything down and you just sort of sit there.
That's why I can so easily relate to you, Herb.
And I easily relate to you. And you know that if you come anywhere near me, you won't even remember the day that you walked upright. You won't believe what's happening to you even when it's happening. So you come on down.
Herb, I recognize
you. You come on down.
All right, Marius, you're boring. You're boring. I could tell that guy was a phony baloney.
You better believe it.
We got to take a break anyway. Our number is, unless he's just, 1-800-521-KFI, The Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
It's your holy host. Valentine's Day is next Tuesday, and unfortunately, people continue to confuse romance with love. What's the difference?
What was that guy's story?
I'll tell you on this week's Jesus Christ Show.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
An open letter. I think to a hairpin turn from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
We got to tether this in. We got to pull this in a little bit.
You used to ridicule me as I timidly drove along your tight bend in my old car. When you said I didn't drive so much as crawl, I was hurt, but I knew you were right. That's why I switched to a BMW. The all-new 328i has a new twin-power turbo four-cylinder engine that puts out 240 horses, beating out its competitors. In addition, it gets 36 highway miles per gallon. Basically, it has the power of a six-cylinder with the fuel efficiency of a four. Plus, it comes with no-cost maintenance. Don't take it personally, hairpin turn. But this is personal.
The all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your Southern California BMW centers today. Visit SoCalBMW.com to find the BMW center near you.
Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, singer Whitney Houston has died. And Gabby Giffords gets a very high nautical honor. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Anaheim is clearing up.
That's at the 91 East at Lakeview. That earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder, and traffic has recovered in that area. In Hollywood, you're going to see
slowing.
The 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard and stay slow to the 110. Northbound side is slow from to the 110. In downtown L.A., the 110 North.
Yo, sorry, man, I was answering
Martin
Luther
King Jr. Boulevard and the 101.
I don't know what that last guy's story was, whether he was really a psychiatrist or whatever, but it sort of got us, I can tell by the phone call volume, it just totally knocked the show off course. So I'm going to try to refocus.
I'm happy I'm not a fish.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe just reset from his initial standpoint.
I think it needs to be brought back to that.
iHeartRadio lets you listen to 700.
I think we got a few 7,000.
What's that?
Talk show host. Plus, you can.
I'm thinking like just go back to his original point. Just case people are just tuning in.
Yeah.
The greatest. As long as you're not a fish, download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone today. Or experience it on Xbox and at iHeartRadio.com. Just for the halibut.
As general manager of the Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin, Nevada, I really do listen to what guests have to say.
They get the details right, like the extra fluffy pillows.
So we make sure the pillows stay fluffy.
It's always comfortable and with great service.
We are definitely all about the service.
The rooms at the Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin are the best on the river, with lots of upgrades.
And we will deliver on the details so that you can expect excellence when you come to the Aquarius. Visit AquariusCasinoResort.com to book your Laughlin, Nevada stay.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, Queen mattresses start at just $5.99 and save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. Plus, through Monday only, get a free dual comforter and enjoy 18-month financing on selected bed sets with approved credit. See store for details. Hurry in, because the offer ends Monday. The Ultimate Sleep Number event, only at a Sleep Number store.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
new rooms, new attractions. Circus Circus Las Vegas has it all. Stay in the newly remodeled Casino Tower rooms and experience a whole new level of comfort. Also, check out the new Chuck Jones Experience, an interactive exhibit for all ages from the creator of Bugs Bunny. Visit CircusCircus.com.
Pechanga Poker Room is the high-hand capital of Southern California with over $3.3 million in poker play and promotion payouts and a comp rate second to none. And Pechanga offers the only bad beat poker jackpot in California. As of today, the jackpot is over $113,000.
Are you the next big winner? Experience excitement. Experience Pechanga Resort and Casino.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
KFI News.
Live and local all weekend long.
KFI, AM 640.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, Saturday nights until 10 here on KFI AM 640. Online at philhenryshow.com, and during the week we're on KTLK AM 1150. Herb Sewell is joining us. Mr. Sewell, a formerly incarcerated offender, a sex offender with children, joining us as a type of commentator or expert opinion, although you found yourself, and I don't doubt that you would, Herb, find yourself at odds with a great many people that we're talking to here. But I mean, what you're essentially saying is that those two teachers that were taken out of that school should be put back, should be allowed to continue teaching their classes because of the shortage of qualified teachers.
I mean, that is exactly. There's nothing fancier than that. Take a look at our society, take a look at our state, take a look at the country. And I sent to one of your callers, Phil, and I noticed that there was no response. But if we found some 10, 12, 13 years ago, we had a virtual Catholic priests, for God's sake, and that in and of itself is almost laughable, that there was a cadre of these molesters among priests. Well, what's going on in the schools? So if you take these teachers out of that school, fine. But I will tell you that you're going to have to sooner or later confront a shortage of teachers. You're going to have to sooner or later confront the shutting down of these schools. Now, they got rid of that entire staff, and they've restaffed it. And who have they taken, from what schools have they taken people from? You understand that we have a shortage of qualified teachers, shortage of money, a shortage of schools, a shortage of infrastructure, and all of a sudden everyone is saying, oh, there's plenty of people, and there's plenty of warm bodies, and there's plenty of money, and so on and so forth. And you talk about being in denial. All I'm saying is if you take these teachers that you've arrested and you say to them, your issues are going to be dealt with, but right now we need you back in those classrooms. You're going to have to keep your hands to yourself. You monitor the situation, and you keep the staff relatively stable until you can then incarcerate these individuals or otherwise bring in qualified people. But till then, I'm afraid you're stuck.
So you're saying that there aren't enough good teachers, there aren't enough good schools, there just isn't enough to take these guys out of there.
That is my feeling, yes.
And yet you did say to that one caller, it's a den of vipers.
Well, you can't have one without the other. You can't say, let's take the teachers out of there, and then say, oh, but, you know, let's, hold on to the staff. So they got rid of the staff, and they brought in a new staff. All right, fine. Where did they get them from? All of a sudden, we've got an abundance of teachers? I don't think so. People need to think. You've got to put on your thinking cap. My father used to say, use the old noodle. And I don't think people are using the old noodle. I think that, as a matter of fact, I don't even think they're boiling the noodle. They're definitely not thinking this thing through. And I can tell you, as a researcher and as a thinking man, say what you want about me. It's all true. I'm an animal. I'm a monster. You can say everything you want, anything you want. I won't deny any of it, but you, even as you speak to this animal, this monster, this man that you've decided you want to segregate from all of you fine people, just remember that that there is some truth to what I'm saying, and that is, this problem may be much deeper than you think, And when all is said and done, you may find yourself closing down school systems. Not just firing one or two teachers. So, you know, something to keep in mind.
All right, our number here is, I have to say there was some, some truth in what you said resonated with me. 1-800-521-KFI, the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to another phone call. We have George in San Francisco. Go ahead, George.
Yeah. Herb, I'd like to ask you a question. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. Have you, was you an abused child?
Yes, I was. Was you?
No, I wasn't, but I would like to ask you this also. Are you a father of any children?
Yes, I am.
Would you...
Is this, Phil, what is this, 20 questions? Is this 20 questions tonight?
What do you mean?
For the last caller with his questions, and this guy's got questions, and you know what all these questions are leading up to. This guy's got an argument that he's afraid to make.
You
have an argument you're afraid to make, and so you're couching it in questions. Just make your argument.
Herb, I would ask you, Herb, everything gets contentious, Herb, when you start jumping into the middle of it.
I got it. Don't worry about it, Dick Kinasabi.
What's that?
Just let me take care of it. You still there? Go ahead, George.
Anyone is presumed innocent until they're found guilty. So I would
recommend that, right?
That after they're found, these teachers that are abusing young kids should be castrated.
That doesn't help. They've tried it, and it doesn't help. They've tried it, and it doesn't help. Have you been?
No,
because I have to tell you. Yes, they have. They've done chemical castration, and it doesn't help. You don't know anything about the problem, do you? You don't really know anything about the problem, do you? Have you been castrated? Because, to be honest with you, this is what you sound like.
Hey!
What?
Hey!
Make fun of this guy!
You're a pedophile.
Well, you sound like one. Well, listen to you. Have you tape recorded yourself lately? Do you do cartoons? This is what you sound like. Oh, quit whining. Stop whining. Stop whining. If you don't stop whining, I'm flying to San Francisco, and I'm going to take you out for Chinese food.
You are. I'm coming over there. I'm going to wait for you. I put a contract down for you.
All right, okay. Thanks a lot. These calls. All right, our number is 1-800-5201-KFI.
That guy does do cartoons. By the way, that doesn't scare me at all.
All right, well, let's take a break here. Our number, don't say that, okay, because believe me, you just don't want to say that. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center. Let me talk to David.
Music producer Quincy Jones.
David,
says
are you there?
Absolutely heartbroken over the death of singer Whitney Houston.
Beverly David?
Hills police say Houston was pronounced dead today at 3:55 this afternoon in her room at the Beverly Hills.
That guy's voice, was it like that when you screened the call?
There this afternoon, this evening.
He was doing some.
Yes,
it was.
Police say there are no obvious signs of any criminal intent. Reverend Al.
Well, he wrapped it up on a joke, so I don't even know if it was a. I think it was a prank.
At Second Baptist Church in L.A. tomorrow morning.
Yeah, as far as my screen process, he didn't pass my test.
The memory of a gifted songbird.
What is that? He did?
48. KFI's
yeah, I didn't see anything else.
Well, I think he might have been real, but at the end, I think Herb got him. I think Herb got him
right
so twisted around, and he decided to.
A big rig on fire.
I don't know, but
the
call rapidly deteriorated into nothing. Although the guy might have just been so pissed that he knew nothing, he couldn't do anything other than make a joke. So that's possible.
Right.
Yeah. Downside is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110 in Pomona. 71 South is slow between Rio Rancho Road and the 60 in downtown LA. The 10 East is slow between Normandy Avenue and the 110. Also in downtown LA, the 101 North is slow between the 5 and 1st Street. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Man who allegedly raped a woman at a home in French Valley has led sheriffs, deputies, and CHP on a more than 100-mile chase from Temecula to Barstow. A woman reported she'd been raped about just after 5 this morning, but she had gotten away from the guy and ran into the neighborhood where she hid until deputies got there. Deputies caught up with the guy, but when they tried to pull him over, he took off, hit the 15, and went up to Barstow. Deputies turned over the chase to the CHP, who followed the vehicle up to Barstow, where they used spike strips to stop him. 23-year-old Brian Tangus has been arrested for suspected forcible rape and felony evading.
The winner of the main GOP presidential poll. And that winner... is Mitt Romney.
Party chairman Charlie Webster says Romney gets 39% of today's caucus votes in Maine. Ron Paul comes in a close second with 36%. Rick Santorum got 18% of the caucus votes. Newt Gingrich well back with 6%. Maine's 21 delegates will be awarded later. Also today, Romney picked up a win at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. He got 38% of conservative convention goers there. Santorum 31, so Santorum came in second. Gingrich got 15. Ron Paul brings up the rear with 12%. And former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is getting a Navy ship named after her.
The USS Gabrielle Giffords will be a new class of warship designed for coastal warfare, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus said the Arizona Democrats' courageous recovery from a shooting in Tucson last year will inspire all those who serve on board.
God bless the USS Gabrielle Giffords and all those who sail in her.
And Giffords herself seemed impressed by an artist's rendering of the ship, which will be based in San Diego.
Wow.
She resigned her seat in Congress last month, saying she wanted to focus on her recovery. Terry Anser, KFI News.
Your forecast. Much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Listen up. You know you want to play in one of the biggest poker tournaments in the world. And here's your chance. Consider this your invitation. Come play in the 20th annual L.A. Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, the world's largest poker casino. If you want to earn a piece of the estimated $20 million total prize pool, then make your plans today. The poker action is already underway with tournaments running every day through February 29th. The LA Poker Classic is open to everyone and anyone can win. For an initial buy-in as low as $65, you can work your way to a $10,000 seat in the main event, where last year's champion took home a cool $1.6 million. It's time you get in on the action. The LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, now through February 29th. Come on down. Just minutes from downtown and north of Orange County. Washington exit off the 5 freeway. For a tournament schedule, go to commercecasino.com. Please play responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and a bit windy, lows in the mid-40s. Sunny skies tomorrow during the day, mostly, a little bit of clouds out there. But temperatures, much like it was today, highs around 70. Cooler on Monday for a little holiday, for three-day weekend for some people. A 40% chance of rain coming back on Monday as well. It's 55 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
If you live in the city, the desert, the mountains, the valley, or the beach, and you can hear the sound of my voice, you owe yourself a trip to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. For 20 years, over 100,000 Southern Californians have driven from all over to experience the Fletcher Jones difference. With the largest selection of Mercedes-Benz in the country, if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. And with Fletcher Jones' award-winning service department, certified collision center, complimentary airport shuttle, and five-star resort amenities, you won't need to go anywhere else. I want to personally thank you, as we sold nearly 7,500 vehicles in 2011, making us the number one Mercedes-Benz dealership in the U.S. for the 13th consecutive year. But I know number one is not just based on how many cars we sell, but on how many customers keep coming back year after year. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Per MBUSA report for new and pre-owned, December 31st, 2011.
You want to be an educator, a leader in educational justice. That friend makes you different. Trust us, we know different. We've been different for over 100 years now. We're the University of Redland School of Education, and we'd like a few words with you. Like, how would you like your credential in 10 short months rather than the typical 18? So you can get out there much quicker teaching different. The world needs different. The world needs you. The University of Redlands. Find different at redlands.edu.
Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here, and at the top of the hour, our news and information hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And this is the Phil Hendry Show. We're on weeknights on KTLK here on the Saturday Night Show on KFI and online at philhendryshow.com. With me is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell, a convicted child molester, has been on our program before. We've had you on, Herb, to talk about these issues. And I would ask you again to be sensitive to some of the concerns here, because while you want to talk about you know, you want to talk about these guys have issues, these guys have problems, these guys... Remember that there are parents of children, okay?
I've been trying to be, Phil, to that end.
Well, I've been hearing you a little cavalier and getting involved with these... it sounds to me like you're getting involved in some rather petty arguments with people.
Well, I'm not... No, these are not petty arguments. What they are... They test the real fortitude and the attitude of these people that I'm talking to. I've been threatened twice in this hour. I would like to go on record as saying, and I hope that you have the phone log, I've been threatened twice. And
I wouldn't take those threats seriously. I think they were just trying to gall you.
I don't. Well, you may think, and there's a lot of people. I've been threatened twice. I haven't threatened anyone's life. Now, I don't really fear for my own safety. There's a reason why I was put in prison, and not all of those reasons have to do with children. I was a violent offender, and so anyone that is threatening me is taking a very big chance. But I will tell you that it tells me something about the individuals that are calling your program tonight. And
there are all kinds of people, and we'll take them with a grain of salt, but wherever there is a valid point to be addressed, I want that valid point to be addressed. And let me go to a phone call here. I got Brian in Long Beach. Go ahead. Sorry, Brian. Hold on, man. I went the wrong way with Brian there, if you'll pardon the expression. Brian, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
It's sad that you even have this guy on the line. He's getting exactly what he wants. He's taking control. That's probably what he did to get himself in jail. He's taking control of your show. He's not allowing anybody else to talk. He doesn't want to hear anybody else's point. He's taking control, and that's why he ended up in jail.
Well, we just heard your point, sir.
All right, Herb, let me, you know...
No, he just invalidated his own point.
Well, here's my thing.
Why are you talking to me?
All right, here's my thing. The man is now has served his time. He's out, and we have an opportunity to actually speak to somebody who has an insight into this. And can give us some sort of even if it is a negative insight, meaning even if he is saying things stupidly, it still gives us an idea as to the personality.
What's he going to play?
You're playing head games with me, is that it?
What new? What is something new that he's going to say that any of these guys?
You know what? You know what, Brian? Let me just say this, Brian. Let me just say this to you, okay? Whatever is new, you're going to have to figure out for yourself. There are listeners other than you out there that are getting something from this by the look of my phones this evening, obviously. So if it's something that you don't like, well, if you're speaking for other people, who's got the control thing going now? You speaking for other people?
I'm only speaking of myself.
Okay, well, no, you're not, because you were just speaking for the other people, too. So I will simply say to you, if it's something that you don't like, you can certainly turn it off. That's all the control you need. You may not like that other people are hearing it, but I have had heard about Herb on before, and...
Phil, why are you wasting time with this guy?
Why don't you shut up for a minute, Herb, and let me finish with this gentleman.
That's my point.
No, he's wasting time with you, sir. He's wasting time with you.
I'm talking to the
man...
He's
wasting time listening to you.
No, he's wasting time listening to you.
What are you going to do? You're going to point the finger and blame somebody else?
Of course, that's what you're doing. You're blaming me. You're blaming me for Phil Henry's show. Mr. Henry, I think, is very, very adequate. He knows what he's doing with his program, and I think he made a very good point. If you don't like it, why don't you go stuff it?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that to the man.
Not listening to other people?
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
I think you're sick. I think you need help continuously. That's just my point of view. That's just what I think. It doesn't matter if you believe me or not.
No one's cutting you off. No one's cutting you off. I've heard everything you've said. You've made your point. What are you crying about?
And so what are you going to say that's new?
What are you crying about?
That we haven't already heard from people like you.
All right, you want to hear it? I've got it. You ready? I think we ought to keep an eye on you. You know why? Because you don't want the information out there. You don't want the information out there, and only a guy that is going to go out and do what I've been doing doesn't want the information out there.
That's really intelligent, Herb.
Well, he has something that he hadn't heard before.
So you just made up some ridiculous statement.
No, I'm saying any guy that doesn't want the information out there must have something to hide.
I'll tell you, that is something new, though.
I give you Brian and Long Beach.
Putting the teachers that molested the kids back into the classroom, that is new.
What do you think they're doing anyway? They're putting the teachers back.
They're putting a new staff in there. They're not putting those teachers back. It's a whole new staff.
Yeah, sure. You ought to pay more attention to the news there, Brian.
That they don't do the same thing those guys did.
Well, I agree that they better keep an eye on these. We've got a problem in our schools. Whoever is teaching our kids need to be educated. They need to be vetted better. They need to be monitored. They need to be supervised. We got a problem, and I think that it begins with qualifying these people better. Would you agree with that, Herb?
Would I agree with what? That's what I've been telling you all along, and I told you, you're not going to find anybody. You're not going to find good teachers. Just like that. You need to put some of these guys back in there. Put the ankle bracelet on them. Put whatever you want to do.
That stinks.
But you got to put them back in there. You must. You must. And if you want, you're just going to have to live with it, Brian. Or your children walk around, they can't read, they can't write, they're bumping into things, and they're like drooling Teutonic warriors of old. Is that what you want? I don't think so.
What are you talking? I'll get out of here. All right. Anything else, Brian? I think that's a stupid statement.
No, it's not a stupid statement.
You're saying that if we do not address this problem, thank you very much, sir, that we're going to have kids that can't read and write. That's essentially what you just said. Charlie in Anaheim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
I think that he's a total douchebag, and the way that he just threatens people, oh, you know what, I'm a violent offender, and this and this and this. Dude, it's not like we're kittens out here in the civilian life. I mean, most of us have guns. We have the NRA out here. There's nobody, like, when you were in prison, you were probably on a protective custody yard where you couldn't be out on mainline because the guys on mainline would probably shank you and probably rape the hell out of you, and then they'd be busting in your mouth, dude. So
You've watched a lot of prison movies. I'm very impressed. However, you don't have a few things you don't know. There's number one, I was the one that was threatened. That's why I made the statement that I made. I had two callers threaten me. Now, are you feeling really hurt by my comments? Are you scared? Are you running for your gun? What is your problem? I wasn't even talking about you.
No, you know why?
I wasn't even talking about you.
I'm telling you this because I was in prison, and I know the kind of slime that you are.
Well, if you were in prison, then you were the guy. Then you were the guy that got. You were the guy that got picked on by the guys in mainline. If you got raped, that's your problem.
All right. Okay. What's the point? All right. Are we doing? What are we doing? Prison talk here? Hey. Hey. Hey, Charlie. Charlie, hold on. Hold on for a minute, Charlie. What's going on here? I mean, so we're doing prison talk. Is that it?
Well, this is what this guy's doing. I think this guy was the guy that got victimized.
Superior guy.
Were you raped in prison? Is that your point? You were, weren't you? You were, weren't you? Multiple times, I'll bet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, multiple times, I bet,
that,
weren't you? Don't say, oh, my God. You were raped in prison.
Like you,
oh, God.
That is why people like you run and go to a protected yard.
You know an awful lot about it, so I'm thinking that that's what you did.
What's the point of this?
I think this guy was someone's teddy bear.
Why would you have to put those teachers back?
Oh, we're changing the subject now. We're changing the subject now. I think this guy was someone's teddy bear. Where is he? Are you there?
Oh, someone's teddy bear. Please don't confuse me with your lifestyle, dude.
Well, that's what you were, and that's how you learned what you learned. And if I could get out of here, you know what? If I could find you, I'd molest you.
Oh, God.
I'd go up to this guy's house and I would molest you.
Okay, look at prison talk may be fun for you and for you, Herb, but the rest of us are bored with it because we haven't been in prison, we're not going to prison, and you're out now, and so keep it, you know, in your scrapbook. And Herb, I don't want to hear any more about it, all right?
I didn't say anything.
Well, all this stuff about rape.
I just said something about a teddy bear, and then
I just don't want to hear any more about it. We got to take a break here. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the KFI Sunday Morning News, requirements for my next husband, because apparently the Ninth Circuit decided I have to get gay married. So you gotta love baseball, you gotta love pizza and beer burps, and you gotta love my wife.
You've been right multiple times, awkward. I know it.
An update on the Miramonte
suspension,
and why we'll need to learn how Kabuta and Polo
because I don't know
your
if
next picnic.
It started
plus,
getting really
the 9 news
contentious
you need
there.
To know, starting tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI.
From 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., the American RV Expo in Colton declares an all-out RV price war. Over 1,500 RV, over 100 brands to choose from as California's largest RV dealers battle it out for your business. Today, 10 till 6 at the RV Expo, shop the world's most sought-after famous name recreational vehicles side-by-side at one location. Motorhomes, luxury diesel, toy haulers, fifth wheels, names like Winnebago, Coachman, Forest River, Allegro, Georgetown, and Monaco. Plus hundreds of quality pre-owned RVs on display at all-out, blowout, price war reduction. Financing on-site with rates as low as 1.99% APR with approved credit. Free admission. But hurry, it's first come, first save during this first-ever RV price war. For a limited time today, 10 till 6 only at the American RV Expo, where the 10 and the 215 freeways meet in Colton. Online at RVExpo.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the new music industry mourns with news that singer Whitney Houston has died. And the biggest private ranch in California says, sorry. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problem in Hawthorne.
On the 105 West at Vermont, there is a big rig on fire off to the right shoulder. Traffic slows at the 110 in Long Beach, 710 North to the Pacific Coast Highway. There's a crash blocking lanes of that transition road. Traffic slows at Anaheim Street. Some slowing in Hollywood. 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard and stay slow to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In downtown LA, 10 West is slow between Central Avenue and San Pedro Street. And in, also in downtown LA, the 101 North is going to be slow between Broadway and the 110. KFI Traffic is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm David Penson.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. These facilities out there are huge but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going from one dealership to another. You can easily walk into all five dealerships and check out your options. Check out this month's incredible sign and drive offer from Riverside Mazda. Lease a brand new 2012 Mazda 3 iSport for only $216 a month. Wow. Zero down and less than $7 a day gets you into a brand new 2012 Mazda 3 iSport. They also have over 400 used cars to choose from, so you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. And you get the best long-term financing rates available. Unbelievable low payments at Riverside Metro. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. 91 Freeway, Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. 42-month close-end lease with zero down, plus rebate, 12,000 miles a year, plus tax, and drive-offs for well-qualified customers through Mazda Capital.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Rethink what you know about this Las Vegas icon. Reimagine what you want in comfort, entertainment, and gaming. Redefine what thrills are like 113 floors above the Strip. Replenish your days and nights with more experience for less expense. Reward yourself with expanded restaurants, new menus, and a view to ignite the night. Elevate your expectations at the Stratosphere Casino, Hotel, and Tower. New, up, down, and all around.
Pachanga Poker Room is the high-hand capital of Southern California with over $3.3 million in poker play and promotion payouts and a comp rate second to none. And Pachanga offers the only bad beat poker jackpot in California. As of today, the jackpot is over $113,000. Are you the next big winner? Experience excitement. Experience Pachanga Resort and Casino.
This Thursday through Saturday, visit any participating McDonald's between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and get a free sample-size McCafe Caramel Hot Chocolate. Only at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Listen to Bill Carroll anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. KFI.
An iHeartRadio station.
More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here Saturday night, still 10 o'clock. And I don't know whether this was a wise topic to get into with the guest that I have with me this evening. Herb Sewell is a controversial guest. He's been on our program before talking about issues involving incarceration, rehabilitation, the criminality of as opposed to the rehabilitation of sex offenders. Mr. Herb Sewell himself was a sex offender. And you don't help your case, Herb, when you talk about, you know, being a violent offender and...
Hold on. You've turned this...
Hold on. I'm the host of the show, and I've had you say to me more than once, you know, Phil, let me talk. You don't help your case when you say I'm a violent offender, so watch out.
I've been threatened a number of times on your program.
Yes, you have. And you know what we do with those? We just turn them around and we move on.
What do you mean by turn them around?
You consider the source. You let it sit there. You let it just sit there and stink, and you move on. I bought you on this program so I could get some information, and your information is as follows. Those two teachers that were taken out because of alleged sexual molestation of children should be back in that school teaching because we have a shortage of teachers. Correct?
Yes, correct. And I've not altered my point of view at all, especially talking to some of these people I've talked to this evening. If any of them are teachers, I doubled my opinion. My God, and I'm always fascinated, Phil. They hear a lot of these individuals who talk about the quality of education, and my goodness, I just heard that one gentleman from San Francisco. I don't like no teachers. He sounded like a common just an ill educated you know a Luddite one of the Philistines. And
All right. You made your point. You know, take long enough to find the word.
Well, forget it. You know what? I wish I could use a four-letter.
Well, you can't. 1-800-520-1KFI. Let's go over to David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Herb, I'd like to say, who are you to judge anybody? I'll tell you what, your judgment has been deemed to be impaired by society. That's why you're locked up, not just by your actions.
I'm not locked up anymore. I'm not locked up anymore. What are you talking about?
Why should anybody listen to you? Who are you to tell? There'll be plenty of teachers. I'd rather have
really?
Children homeschool. Yes.
Apparently, we've got... Well, I don't think you're reading a newspaper, sir. We don't have budget. We don't have money. The schools are broke. The teachers are no good. And to talk to half of the parents in this country, the teachers stink. They don't like the NEA. We've got a million problems with that, and you say there's plenty of teachers. I'd like to know where they are.
Well, you may have a point there, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have convicted child molesters teaching children these...
No, they're not convicted yet. I didn't say convicted. I didn't say convicted. I said take those men who have been charged, put them under house arrest, stick them... forget it. I've said enough.
Finish your point.
Well, what you're saying...
No, I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. Who's going to listen to that?
Never mind.
Oh, so what are you doing now? You're not going to listen...
Really think...
So I just don't think the thing. I don't know what I've.
So bad off.
Will you want to?
Off today that we have to. Wait a minute.
Where have you been? All I hear about day in and day out is how the country is broke. No money for this. No money for that. Teachers get paid too much is what I hear. The teachers' union is what I hear. The this and the that is what I hear. The school system and so on and so forth. And now you're sitting there with a straight face and you're saying, so you think we can't afford teachers? That's what I've been hearing.
Well, teachers make a good deal of money. That's a good job. And there'll be plenty of them in the future.
Oh,
we don't
really?
Have people like you. Yes.
Where are they? I think you need, first of all, sir, I hate to tell you this, we have no teachers. They're all gone. They don't have any in reserve. They had to take those teachers out of another school and put them into that school. We are dead. Dead. Dead.
Quit making that up.
All you need is an undergraduate degree or a master's to be a teacher these days.
Don't you want your children to be properly educated, or you want your children to be educated by idiots? All you need is an undergraduate. You know what that means? That means you want an idiot teaching your kids. I would rather have a child molester.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying I'd rather
the
kids
be...
Good God.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yes. I'm not saying that the guy would molest them. I'm just saying I'd rather have an active child molester who doesn't molest the kids but is a better teacher than a teacher who's an idiot who doesn't molest kids.
You know something, man?
Well,
that's the kind of tortured logic we've been dealing with all night.
What are you talking about? I think it made perfect sense. Yes?
These child molesters have been determined that they cannot help themselves. So that's why they may be adept at what they're doing, but they have been deemed by society as to be away from young little children because they cannot control themselves. And that's why we can't have teachers.
All right, you just said molester, M-W-E-S-T-E-R-S. Is that what you said, molester? Because I don't know what that
molesters.
Is. Well, you didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Child molester.
Yes, he did. Very good point, David. You know, I mean, if it comes down to the kids staying home and being homeschooled, there you go.
Whoa. That homeschool? You got to be putting me on.
A lot of people are homeschooling their kids.
Well, no wonder we've got blithering idiots walking the streets. I thought it was the schools. Blithering idiots.
Have won two of the last three spelling bees.
The homeschooler has, not the kid that was homeschooled. The parent did. But we can't have parents in spelling bees. You got to have the kid.
The kids were in the spelling bee.
Homeschooled.
Impossible.
All right, well, I tell you what, David, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. And until such time as we begin to value education in this is going to force us to value education. I'm telling you right now, if this gets out of hand and gets any bigger, people are going to be forced to take a real hard look at how we hire teachers, how good the teachers are, and so forth.
Well, this guy wants parents to be in spelling bees, so don't ask him.
He didn't say that.
Well, and as far as...
He didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you said the last two people that won spelling bees were homeschoolers. Did you hear? Are you kidding me or something? So they knew how to spell rendezvous.
I used passive tense.
You used the passive tense? The only passive tense I know, and pardon me for saying this, sir, but the only passive tense I know is when I have a bowel movement, and I'm sorry to put it that way, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't need to hear about that, Herb.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
You know what?
You got personality problems.
No, I've got a...
Compared to you,
I'm Chuckle the Clown. Personality problem. Listen to you. You sound like the clown I shouldn't have hired for the party.
Okay, anyway, thank you very much, David. I think you've taken about enough of that as... and Herb, I can only say, grow up a little bit, okay? Because this is a very serious issue, and...
I know it's a serious issue. This is the guy that said he wanted... more spelling bees. You got some real clowns for you. Oh.
Hang up on him, will you? Thank God he's under police surveillance. We'll be right back here with our news and information hour on the Phil Hendry Show. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, February 11th.
Oh. Mind-growing. KFI.
Los Angeles. Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
Great stuff, Phil. Great.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Good job on the phones, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Singer Whitney Houston has died. I'm Michael Crozier. Beverly Hills police say Houston was found unresponsive and later pronounced dead this afternoon at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Fox's Sabrina Sabas says over the years, attention to Houston moved from music to personal problems.
She was known as the queen of pop music. Her powerful voice, unmistakable from her hits in the 80s to her more recent successes during her comeback tour, following several tough years due to drug and alcohol abuse.
Cops say no obvious signs of criminal intent were found at the scene. Houston was expected to attend a pre-Grammy party given at the hotel by her mentor this evening, music executive Clive Davis. She was 48 years old. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Hawthorne.
On the 105 west at Vermont, there is a big rig on fire off to the right shoulder. Emergency crews are on the scene blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at the 110 and stays slow to Crenshaw Boulevard. In downtown Los Angeles, the 10 west before the 110, there's a broken down car blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at Grand Avenue. In Long Beach, 710 north to the PCH, there is a crash blocking lanes of the off-ramp there. Traffic slows at Anaheim Street. In Hollywood, 101 south is slow from Hollywood Boulevard and stay slow to the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Owners of the largest private ranch in California say they're sorry employees killed a bunch of wild cougars. The Tejon Ranch says it didn't know employees had killed 11 cougars to prevent them from eating other animals. The LA Times is reporting the ranch has agreed to pay $136,000 in fines, and it stopped its popular hunting program where guests pay $20,000 to shoot an elk. An employee apparently blew the whistle on the illegal practice of killing the cougars to protect the trophy herds. The ranch is east of the Grapevine in L.A. and Kern counties. Mitt Romney's thanking Maine voters after the state's Republican Party chairman declared him the winner of today's caucuses. From the West Coast, Romney issued a statement saying that Maine voters sent a clear message. It is past time to send an outsider to the White House. Romney beat Ron Paul by a small margin. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she regrets that President Obama abandoned his insistence religious organizations pay for free birth control for their employees. Feinstein said today in San Diego she understands the president had no choice but to shift course after his policy came under attack, and she can live with the new approach. On Friday, Obama demanded insurance companies provide free birth control coverage when religious organizations refused to do so. Feinstein says a woman's right to choose is one of several Democratic priorities, others being affordable health care, financial regulation, a social safety net for the poor, immigration reform, and education funding. President Obama says Congress cannot allow the payroll tax extension to expire. In his weekly media address, President says Americans need to reach out to their representatives.
Tell your representative that they should get this done before it's too late. Tell them not to play politics again by linking this debate to unrelated issues. Tell them not to manufacture another needless standoff or crisis. Tell them not to stand in the way of the recovery.
The extension is set to expire at the end of this month. In the Republicans' weekly address, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says the president's spending plan is set to be unveiled on Monday, but Republicans are already not liking it.
In short, we can expect that this will not be a proactive budget built to promote fiscal responsibility and future prosperity. Rather, it appears we'll see a bloated budget that doubles down on the failed policies of the past. Republicans know that we can do better.
McDonald says reduced regulations and fewer taxes
on
business.
These guys are like a broken record, man, these fucking guys.
Disaster preparedness includes a proper brawl.
Republicans can do better.
Apparently. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses. Not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at just $5.99 and save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. Plus, through Monday only, get a free dual comforter and enjoy 18-month financing on selected bed sets with approved credit. See store for details. Hurry in, because the offer ends Monday. The ultimate Sleep Number event, only at a Sleep Number store.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
A state agency in Oklahoma sent out an official email saying the insurance commissioner was set to give an award to the girl with the biggest breasts.
Woohoo!
Not really breasts, but hey, no. It turns out the award's actually for someone who made an outstanding contribution to tornado preparedness. The state worker says they're sorry. They claim to have accidentally hit the send button while joking around.
Oh, God.
20 minutes later, it took them. An email was sent out correcting the mistake. Southland weather from KFI. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A little bit windy. Lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny. A little bit of clouds out there. But temperatures like today. Low 60s at the beaches. Mid-60s Metro LA, Orange County. Around 70 in the valleys. And then cooler with a 40% chance of rain coming on Monday. Right now in Fullerton, 59. Ladera Ranch, 57. Gardena, 56. Diamond Bar, 53 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome back here. And it is Saturday night. It's our news and information hour. And We're going to get into a little bit of the Whitney Houston news. It's a drag, you know. There's some stuff that that I found, and I found it by way of Twitter because I actually found it by way of Dr. It wasn't Dr. Dre.
Chuck D.
Oh, Mr. Chuck D, who was, and rightfully so, he was angry. Chuck D, who was the, and continues to be the leader of Public Enemy, and he said that he was upset with the coverage of Whitney Houston prior to news of her passing, and he cited a link to Vlad TV, and I've been overlooking at this, and it is rather cavalier. Now, in light of the of her death, it appears to be cavalier, but remember that when you read this, or when you hear me read it to you, that this was written before she died, or at least before news of her death became public. They claim, and I don't know who their reporter is, quote, "It's been some time since Whitney Houston's been in the news for her sometimes wacky behavior, but recent shots of her out in Hollywood paint a crazy picture. The superstar singer attended the Kelly Price and Friends Unplugged for the Love of R&B Grammy party at True Hollywood, where she looked like she had lost her composure by the end of the night." Can we get that, man?
I'm going to try to get up over here on my computer.
Yeah, do that for me, will you? Because at some point I want the audience to know exactly what it is I'm talking about. Because we're going to show some pictures. I don't want to get too heavy, but the reason why I'm even dwelling on this in the first place, folks, is the reason for Miss Houston's death is yet at least according to the authorities, it's either undetermined or it's unreported. And if that is the case, then you probably you could probably bet that the police would be interested in any photographs of her or any information about her where she may be evidencing or showing some evidence of, I don't know, injury or erratic behavior, whatever. There is one photograph, and if you go over, if you're on Phil TV in HD, you can see that we're going to kind of scroll through some of these pictures. Now, at one point when Whitney was exiting the building, photographers began snapping away when they spotted what looked to be blood dripping down the side of her leg. And let me just tell you what that blood was. There's a picture of it on Phil TV in HD right now, but I can describe for you that it is very slight. They're just little drops. It looks like the kind of blood that might be drawn on a woman's leg if she cut herself shaving her legs. That's what it could be. It's dripping, and it may be coming from somewhere further up on her thigh. But it doesn't look life-threatening. I'm not a coroner or anything, but it doesn't look like it's very serious. Nonetheless, the photographers, quote, "began snapping away when they spotted what looked to be blood dripping down the side of her leg. She also had scratches on her wrists. Photos from inside the soiree show Whitney dancing with a friend and performing on stage with Kelly Price. Blah, 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 blah. She obviously, if you look at these pictures, she looks like she's having one hell of a good time. Nothing looks out of sorts. There are times when she's cutting up on stage with Kelly Price. There are other times where she's kind of dancing. She's got her arms in the air. She looks like a woman out having a great time. Now, some people are calling this wild behavior, and I don't really know why they're describing it thus, because people party, you know.
Yeah, you look like anybody regular have a party.
I mean, I don't see anything weird. So then why would they make an issue out of this? Maybe it's just because it was the first time she was out in public. It's very sad to note that after they made an issue out of this, the woman is found dead. But again, as you go through these photographs, yeah, her hair's mussed up. She's got chewing gum in her mouth. She's singing. She's dancing. She looks like any one of us would, having one hell of a good time, sweating our ass off on a dance floor on a Friday night.
Probably, maybe she's using drugs and stuff.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, the fact is, that's what these pictures do not tell us. And you can't make any kind of an assumption. You go, oh, wow, look at her. She must be on drugs. Maybe she had a couple of drinks. Maybe she's just digging the night. You know, she's enjoying the music. She's at the Grammy party. You know, I mean, it's a fun night in Hollywood. Everybody that she knows from the old days, all the new, everybody's in town. They're all saying hello to each other. She's seen a lot of people maybe she hasn't seen in a long time. The final shot that we've got here is a shot from outside of what looks like either a town car, a limousine, or some other kind of transportation. She's sitting in the back seat with a friend. There are two bottles of water, so maybe this is a limousine. And that's all. and they look to be going through their purses, maybe looking for combs or looking for some sort of a beauty aid of some kind. It's another picture of Miss Houston sort of singing. So the reason why I said that I bet you the police are looking at this is only because there's no, you know, there's no indication yet, if they don't know yet, what the problem was with her and what happened to her. So there it is.
Well, what were you talking about, Chuck D?
Chuck D was on his Twitter feed, and he was saying, you know, this sucks. They should not have these pictures up there. How dare they? And, you know, I don't blame him. I don't blame him, but I don't think he was mindful. And, of course, Vlad TV could have taken these pictures down, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it, and you want to know why?
Yeah, because you're already looking at it like everybody else.
Okay, bud, well, don't be blaming me, but yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm not blaming you, but that's what people are doing.
Yes, people are looking at these pictures. And you know what? At least I got an excuse, man. I work in the media, okay?
Yeah, well, it ain't like you're some kind of reporter or something, man.
Hey, wait a second. What is this, anyway?
I just think you ought to be more respectful.
Hey, wait a minute. I work in the media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you ain't like, you ain't a guy on CNN, or you ain't what's that guy, Morgan?
Pierce Morgan.
I don't give a damn if I'm not Pierce Morgan. I got a reason to look at these. I just showed them to my listeners on the video cast. I'm talking about them. It ain't like I'm some housewife out there sucking down chocolate balls, laying on the couch, getting my kicks.
I don't know, man.
Oh, well, excuse me, Chuck D. Jr. You know,
I tell you I'm Chuck D. I'm just saying it. I don't think it's right a exploit on everything.
That's not a exploit. He's not a exploit.
What do you mean, exploit? Are you guys talking about exploitation?
Yeah.
Then say it. Exploit. These are photographs that were taken by a principal, someone either with Vlad TV or somebody, and they're not bad pictures, man. There's nothing here that shows anything other than a woman who's having a good time. What I'm trying to say to you idiots is that the proximity or the timing of these pictures, so close to the time that this poor girl died, I don't know what she might have been doing that night. Was there some drug use that caused this? Was it a heart attack? You know, I mean, and the blood on the leg. I'm not ready to make a big thing out of that.
That's the only thing I'm calling the police about.
It doesn't look like a big deal, but here's the point that I'm making, Robert. If you think I'm such a bad guy, the cops are going to look at these. You understand? If they don't know why she's dead, if they can't quite figure it out, they've already gotten online and looked at these.
What are they going to look for, man? They're going to find out she got murdered or something? Nothing on there to show that.
It just gives them an indication of what she was doing leading up to the point that she died. It gives them a look at her life because this is what it's all about. You want to find, okay, so where was she? What happened? What could have happened? Has it got nothing to do with any of that? Was it something that happened when she was in the hotel room? Did she just succumb to a physical, like a heart attack, like a stroke, like whatever, you know? But they're going to look at all of this stuff.
I agree with Chuck D. that they don't have it.
Oh, you just want to say that you agree with Chuck D. because you love it. I like Chuck D. too. I'm just... I think he's not thinking the way I got to think. I got to think of this as a member of the media. I'm doing a daily radio show. I got to let my listeners know. I got to let people know. But I understand how he feels. He's a performer himself. He's an entertainer himself. I get it. And he probably knew her. And to him, this is a personal affront. And I get it. And it's got to hurt. And I don't know, man. You know what they could probably do is just take it down and give the pictures to the cops.
That's what I was going to say, man. Get it off the internet so all kind of chump change ain't looking at it and go on and give that to LAPD.
I'm with you on that, okay?
Yeah, since now you got to see him.
Yeah, you looked at him first. Now you're all agreeing with me.
Hey, what is it with you guys, huh? Back it way off. I've had a long night, believe me. 2 hours with that child molester? So back it off. So that is the deal there with Whitney Houston, and that's a sad thing, man. And at the beginning of the show, we were doing our pre-show, and I was talking to the folks that were viewing us on Phil TV, and I said to them, you know, I've been watching CNN now for about an hour, and I had been, too, about an hour and a half, and I had not yet seen the one performance that I think galvanized everybody to the name of Whitney Houston, and that was her Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl in 1991. Now, I've seen a couple of references, video references to that. Eventually, it did appear on MSN. We played it. You know, we found it on YouTube, and we played it for folks who were watching the pre-show. And then I saw it on MSNBC, and then I think I saw it on I think I might have seen it on CNN. But I got to tell you something. Now, I realize this is 20 years later. This is 21 years later. And it time does fly. But I'm going to tell you, and anybody that remembers it will tell you, it was probably the greatest rendering of the national anthem that anybody had heard in their lifetime. It was the best that I'd heard at a ball game, okay? I mean, there might have been better ones.
Like when?
Like when what?
When was the last time you ever heard it done good?
I mean, I heard guys like Robert Merrill from the New York Opera, you know? I mean, he did it at the Met Games. Hey, that guy's an opera singer, you know?
Well, who's he?
He's an opera singer, man. I mean, I'm not saying that he's better, worse, whatever. I can tell you Robert Merrill sang the national anthem at Met Games, and I don't think anybody ever talked about it the way people talked about Whitney Houston when she sang it during the Super Bowl that year. It was fantastic. It was dramatic. The arrangement was perfect. The day was charged because we were about to embark on this war in the Gulf. She looked like she was completely into it. You could look on the look on her face was a look of it was dramatic. It was joyful. It was she was in complete control of the song. Some people are saying that she lip synced it. Maybe she did. I don't care. You know.
What if she did lip sync it though?
I don't care. Fact is, the rendering that she, the very dramatic rendering she gave was fantastic. And the crowd was into it, and the people had the little American flags, and the like I said, the orchestra was great, and there were soldiers, the color guard was there with a salute that they were holding throughout the entire song. And I swear to God, these guys looked like they had tears in their eyes. All right, we got to take a break here. We're way late. World famous Phil Henry Show will be back with more here on Whitney Houston and Other News in our News and Information Hour on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the Fabulous Houston.
Oh, sorry, man. I've been losing track of the time
weekend,
tonight.
Stupid News Sunday.
Lisa and Walter.
That's good to show back.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Just because you don't wear a neck brace from falling off a ladder doesn't mean you don't qualify for workers' comp. Most injuries come from daily repetitive motion like typing, lifting, bending, and pushing. These can lead to carpal tunnel syndrome or pain in your back, neck, or shoulders. If repetitive motion has caused any pain in your life, you need to call the law office of Robert Williard right now. You'll never have to worry about making things uncomfortable at work, hurting your employer, or losing your job. He handles all negotiations with strict confidentiality, and the payout comes from insurance companies, not your employer. Robert Williard has sat on all sides of the table, representing employers, employees, and insurance companies. He's even been a judge pro tem, so he's an expert at getting insurance companies to comply. Call the law office of Robert Williard for a free consultation today and find out how much the insurance companies might owe you. Call right now. 800-456-4101. That's 800-456-4101. 800-456-4101.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, singer Whitney Houston is dead at the age of 48. And a funeral took place today for two kids killed by their father. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Carson.
On the 605 North at Spring Street, there's a crash blocking the carpool and two left lanes. Traffic slows at Catella Avenue. In Hawthorne, 105 West at Vermont, there's a big rig fire off to the right shoulder. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic slows at the 110 and stay slow to Crenshaw Boulevard. In downtown L.A., 10 West before the 110, earlier broken down car has been cleared from lanes. Traffic slows at Grand Avenue. In Silver Lake, 101 South is going to be slow from Melrose Avenue and stay slow down to the 110. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. In Long Beach, 710 North to the PCH, there's a crash blocking lanes of that transition road. Traffic slows at Anaheim Street. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Aquarium of the Pacific. I'm David Penson.
As general manager of the Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin, Nevada, I really do listen to what guests have to say.
They get the details right, like the extra fluffy pillows.
So we make sure the pillows stay fluffy.
It's always comfortable and with great service.
We are definitely all about the service.
The rooms at the Aquarius Casino Resort in Laughlin are the best on the river, with lots of upgrades.
And we will deliver on the details so that you can expect excellence when you come to the Aquarius. Visit AquariusCasinoResort.com to book your Laughlin, Nevada stay.
If you live in the city, the desert, the mountains, the valley, or the beach, and you can hear the sound of my voice, you owe yourself a trip to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. For 20 years, over 100,000 Southern Californians have driven from all over to experience the Fletcher Jones difference. With the largest selection of Mercedes-Benz in the country, if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. And with Fletcher Jones' award-winning service department, certified collision center, complimentary airport shuttle, and five-star resort amenities, you won't need to go anywhere else. I want to personally thank you, as we sold nearly 7,500 vehicles in 2011, making us the number one Mercedes-Benz dealership in the U.S. for the 13th consecutive year. But I know number one is not just based on how many cars we sell, but on how many customers keep coming back year after year. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Per MBUSA report for new and pre-owned, December 31st, 2011.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
At New York, New York Hotel, stories happen everywhere. Stories so legendary, they had to be edited.
I was at Rock Vegas Club, and I
conversed
with these
kind ladies.
This chick was all up in my
general vicinity.
We went back to my suite to
play checkers.
Be a part of it. Visit NYNYstories.com.
Now's the perfect time to bring your family to the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. Watch sea otters play, feed lorikeet birds, or even touch a shark. Call 1-888-SHARKS2 or visit them online at aquariumofpacific.org. Aquarium of the Pacific, where the ocean and people connect.
Yes, hello? I'd like to order a dozen roses. No, they're for me. Of course I'd like to include a card. You're not recording this, are you?
And now, here are the top five reasons why you should visit Morongo. Number five.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Book a romantic staycation at Morongo now.
Number four.
Boz Skaggs is coming to Morongo on Friday, February 24th.
Three.
Forget the presidents. Next weekend, it's all about the Benjamins at Morongo's $100,000 President's Day weekend.
Number two.
Try to win a new BMW for your Valentine this Sunday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Morongo is proud to introduce their brand new seafood buffet every Thursday for lunch and dinner.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located on the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo. Good times.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
Live.
And those riders who complete a motorcycle safety course will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
I'm going to go to
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
We're not using our microphones in the way the manufacturer intended. Pretty sure that voids our warranty.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Now, one of these pictures, before we get on to other news, like I want to get on to, what the hell did I want to get on to, man?
You're going to talk about the primary and everything of the candidates.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, but I forget what it was, man. I get so wrapped up in this Whitney Houston jazz. But in any event, that one picture of her right there that you were talking about, Robert, she's standing there with looks, he could be a bodyguard.
I hope so. Man, I got face and stop time.
Let me see. God.
Yeah, this cat's pretty ugly, man. I mean, I've seen some ugly people. And I ain't saying that I'm one of the best. Believe me when I tell you, I know I ain't that good looking, but this dude is standing with Ms. Houston. He may be a bodyguard. I hope he is. Because his kisser looks like he's taking a few fists, doesn't it?
Yeah, he definitely. He looked like he stopped a few doors with his face.
Stopped a few doors from opening?
From closing.
This guy, he's got a mug on him, man. Only a mother could love. And so, all right. Rest in peace, Ms. Houston. It's a terrible thing, and I will tell you that when I was listening to the post-mortem, I was immediately I was reminded of an article that I read, and I don't know why it came just flashing back into my head, but I remembered an article in Entertainment Weekly, and Whitney Houston, throughout her life, was a real lightning rod. There was a point where she was, like, super, super popular. I don't think you can imagine, unless you talk about Lady Gaga, I wouldn't say that she it was quite that sort of explosively popular, but she was pretty damn close, man. Whitney Houston was on every magazine cover. Her music was being played all over the place. People thought she was exciting, and they felt very compelled by her personality and her life and her music. And so along comes this cover on Entertainment Weekly, and it's a cover that features Whitney Houston and Angela Bassett.
The actress.
Yes, the actress. And this was an article that was quite interesting because it was not a praising fluff piece on Whitney Houston at all. It took Whitney Houston and Angela Bassett, it took an opposite view of both women. It was more like, here's Whitney Houston, now here's a really cool, famous person, Angela Bassett. Both women were at the very height of their popularity. Angela Bassett had just won, had just been nominated for Best Actress in What's Love Got to Do with It. She was on top of it, man. Whitney Houston was Whitney Houston. She was on top of it. And the article said, on the one hand, you have a woman who's gracious, who's open, who is happy to see you, is engaging in an interview, she's photogenic, when you take her picture and you look at the smile, you know you got a genuine person, and they were talking about Angela Bassett, and they said, on the other hand, you have, and this is what they called her, the face. And I thought, wow, what is that? And the feeling at that time was that Whitney Houston had a sort of, what do you want to call it? A put-on demeanor. It was not real emotion. It was the sort of putting on of emotion. And people were knocking her smile. Whitney Houston had one of the most engaging smiles in the world. It's a big, bright, beautiful smile, man. But these people at Entertainment Weekly are talking about her smile as being phony baloney, that she was a phony, that she wasn't all that great a singer, that her songs lacked any kind of real soul. It was all just a lot of yelling. That's what they called her singing, yelling. And it was a period there where, for some reason, they just turned on her. And it was right, she was really popular, was getting lots of headlines, and it was almost as if somebody said, you know what, I'm sick of her, man. Let's tear her down now. Swear to God. And I could be wrong, but I think it was within a year or so, she hooked up with this Brown, and, you know the rest. But there was a thing going on in the media, in the press, that was really nasty when it came to Whitney Houston. I just remember these things. I was a disc jockey at the time. I got into talk radio shortly thereafter. But, you know, there was a lot in the music world that I was paying more attention to than I am now. And nowadays, I don't pay any attention to any of it. I just play my harmonica. All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah, you do have a harmonica, too.
Yes, I do, and I play it. Well, we'll be right back here on the Phil Henry Show with more news. Yeah, we got some news about the politics thing, about the primary thing, about the Republican caucuses thing. Coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Now here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
And as we hear from Phil Henry, singer Whitney Houston has died. Beverly Hills Police say Houston was found unresponsive, later pronounced dead just before 4 this afternoon at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. She was last seen publicly Thursday night at a pre-Grammy party and reportedly did not look well. She was expected to appear at another pregame party at the Beverly Hilton this evening, hosted by music mogul Clive Davis, her mentor. Houston was at the peak of her success during the 80s and 90s with hits like I'll Be Your Baby Tonight and I Will Always Love You, like heard here from the movie Bodyguard, in which she starred. She told Diane Sawyer in a 2002 interview that rumors of her having problems with drugs were not true. She said, crack is whack. But in an interview with Oprah Winfrey in 2009, Houston admitted to years of addiction to drugs and alcohol. Houston was 48. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash downtown.
That's on the 10 West at Central Avenue. There's a crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at Alameda. In Carson, 605 North at Spring Street, there's a crash blocking the carpool in two left lanes. Traffic slows at Catella Avenue. In Hawthorne, 105 West at Vermont, there was an earlier big rig fire off to the right shoulder. Looks like they put that out. Emergency crews are still on the scene. Traffic slows at the 110 and stay slow to Crenshaw Boulevard. In Long Beach, 710 North to the Pacific Coast Highway, there's a crash blocking lanes at that off-ramp. Traffic slows at Anaheim Street. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
About 150 citizen soldiers from the Southland are getting ready to ship out for a year-long deployment in Kuwait. California National Guard officials say the Pentagon's called up the 140th Chemical Company to conduct security operations at U.S. military installations in the country. A departure ceremony is set for noon at Tuesday on the Veterans Services Center at the Joint Forces Training Base in Los Alamitos. Hundreds of people turned out in Tacoma, Washington today to say goodbye to Braden and Charlie Powell. The boys were killed when their father blew up the house last weekend. The boys' grandfather, Chuck Cox, had custody of the boys and said they did the best they could to protect the boys.
Charlie and Braden, we were privileged to provide support for the last 3.5 months.
Cox thanked people of all faiths who have prayed for them, saying it helps us to know that there are good people in the world. The dad, Josh Powell, was killed in the explosion and fire last week. Powell was also a person of interest in his wife's, Susan's, disappearance in Utah 2 years ago. Expect some sort of tribute to Whitney Houston during tomorrow's Grammy Awards show at Staples Center. British singer Adele, American pop and R&B star Bruno Mars are expected to do well in the awards. Both are nominated for the biggest awards for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year. Adele is going to be making her first major appearance tomorrow since undergoing surgery to have a polyp removed from her vocal cords. Kanye West has the most nominations with 7. So if he doesn't win, you'll probably hear about it from him. The forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
An open letter to a fallen tree in the road from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear fallen tree in the road, this isn't a good time for me. Sabrina has ballet and Ian has to get another haircut. Listen to me going on. I know things aren't great for you either, seeing as you're snapped in two across the road and all, but it could have been a lot worse if I hadn't seen you. Luckily I did, thanks to the head-up display in my all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series. It shows my speed, turn-by-turn directions, and lane departure warnings while I keep my eyes focused on the road ahead. Plus, the 3 Series is the only car in its class to offer it. But, fallen tree in the road, what I really want to know is, how would you feel about becoming a dining room table?
The all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series with head-up display. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your Southern California BMW centers today. Visit SoCalBMW.com to find the BMW center near you.
Partly cloudy skies, a bit windy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny skies and temperatures much like today, highs around 70. Highs in the maybe mid-60s on Monday, so it'll be cooler and a 40% chance of some rain coming back. It's 53 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news, send right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Listen up. You know you want to play in one of the biggest poker tournaments in the world. And here's your chance. Consider this your invitation. Come play in the 20th annual LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, the world's largest poker casino. If you want to earn a piece of the estimated $20 million total prize pool, then make your plans today. The poker action is already underway with tournaments running every day through February 29th. The LA Poker Classic is open to everyone and anyone can win. For an initial buy-in as low as $65, you can work your way to a $10,000 seat in the main event, where last year's champion took home a cool $1.6 million. It's time you get in on the action. The LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, now through February 29th. Come on down. Just minutes from downtown and north of Orange County. Washington exit off the 5 freeway. For a tournament schedule, go to CommerceCasino.com.
Please play responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Epson Workforce Pro Printer is the world's fastest two-sided inkjet printer. It's fast. We're talking a cheetah with a rocket booster strapped to its back fast. And not only is it fast, it's budget-friendly, too, saving you on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Run your business at full speed for less. The blistering, fast, cost-efficient Epson Workforce Pro. Epson. Built to perform.
Find a great deal on the Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, and Epson.com.
KFI, AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, world famous Phil Henry show every night from 10 to 1 weekdays on KTLK, but here on the weekends on KFI AM 640 till 10 on Saturday nights. It's always great to be here, and it's just cool to check in with everybody. We broadcast from the El Pacifico here, from the El Pacifico studios up here in the land of sea lions and fog. Basically what I'm telling you, Ventura. Now, I had a thought that I'd like to share with you guys, because I saw the... do we have some of those... yeah. Thank you, bud. So I've got some of the results here from the caucuses and some of these further primary tests and whatever the hell they are, man. But they're, you know, they're preliminary tests to see who is the most solid guy among the Republicans. Now, there has been some talk that Santorum is making a comeback. Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to make a prediction for you, though, if you guys are interested, and it is the following prediction. I don't think anybody in the Republican Party that is at the high levels of the Republican Party, whether you want to talk about the chairman, the heavy hitters, the big money, I don't, you say call it anything you want. I don't think anybody wants that guy as a nominee. Now, understand that, you know, it's a Democratic process, so if the people, the rank and file, the people there in the Republican Party want this guy...
Why not? Why don't nobody want him?
Just like Gingrich.
Well, he's just like Gingrich. Nobody wanted Gingrich either. Look, the whole thing going out of Republicans, and I don't want to make a big issue out of this, because some people, the minute you start talking one way or the other, they think they got you. Oh, well, he's a liberal. I'm just giving you the straight scoop. I'm just going to give you the overlay here. You know, who I'm going to vote for is my business. When I finally do figure it out, I'll let you know. And it might be for the Republicans, and it might be for the Democrats. But the Republicans, the problem these guys are having. Now listen to this, because I'm going to give it to you right now.
Go ahead.
By the way, man, you want to have that guy, I forget that guy you want to have on?
What guy?
You're going to have the guy on yesterday.
I don't know what you're talking about, Robert. Go look at the notes. I don't know what you're talking about. What, is he calling in or something?
Yeah, he might.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about, so go check it. All right, so here we go. The Republicans they want to get Obama out of there. I understand. Okay, that's great, and that's fine, and that's what you should want if you're a Republican. Now they got this thing called the primary process. Along they go, and oh, why, my goodness, Gingrich, he's very... Well, no, I don't think Romney, he's the guy, and Romney's the guy. Okay, great. Now comes Santorum, because what's going on here is the same thing that has bedeviled the Republicans and Democrats to some point, for a long, long time, and that is who comes out to vote in primaries? The ideologically committed members of your party, the people that just can't wait to vote, the people that are living, breathing, and crapping politics morning, noon, and night. They're the ones that are going out to vote. In the Republican Party, those people are the conservatives. They are the members of the conservative wing. They're the Tea Party people. So it's not going to be surprising during a primary season, you're going to see a guy like Newt Gingrich all of a sudden, woo, he's the talk, just like Buchanan was all those many years ago. Remember those days when Buchanan thought that he was the next George Washington, then came to find out, oh yeah, there's a general election, and nobody even heard of this guy. He was about as popular as a fart in an elevator, this guy, Buchanan. And he thought he was God's gift to the world. I'll never forget when he got his ass handed to him, you know.
That guy, he was never any good.
Maybe not, but people were voting for him. All right, so, now Romney, and I'll tell you about Romney. Romney is an indication of the maturing of Republican Party a little bit over the last few years, ever since Obama came in and rocked their freaking world. And they're saying, well, you know, we got to win an election, man. It isn't just about raising the banner for a conservative, man. We got to win an election. So they go along and they say, Romney's the guy because this is the guy for independent voters. This is the guy for moderates. These are the people we got to win an election.
Yeah, but what about the...
When Santorum says he's an ideologically pure conservative, good for you, man. Here's a cookie, and that's great. Guess what? You ain't going to get elected president, so forget it.
Doesn't nobody want to have a guy like that?
Nobody's going to vote for a pure, so-called ideologically pure conservative. This is what I've been trying to say for 4 years now, man. And if you're a Republican and you're one of the smarter people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You may be an ideologically committed conservative Republican, and that's great, and that's your right, and that's you're entitled to that, and I got no problem with that, but you have to understand something. If you are not in the majority of people in this country, if you are not, if there's not enough of you people to actually move a presidential election in your direction, you don't mean squat, man. What do you want me to tell you? Conservatives sometimes, just like progressives, just like on the liberal side, they get all pissed off when they don't get their way because they think the will of the people is being ignored. No, the will of you guys is being ignored. They get all kinds of pissed off when, you know, this happens, that. They're screaming their guts loose. And you know, like the last time at bat with McCain, and the conservatives were screaming and yelling so loud that McCain got in there and he stuck Palin on the ticket. Everybody thinks, Palin's fantastic if you're a conservative. Everybody loves her if you're a conservative. Fact is, she was death, man. She was death. I'm not commenting on the woman. She's a fine lady. She loves her family. And you know what? I don't really have that much to quibble about with her, except for some pretty glaring ideas she's got on social issues, which, forget it, man. I wouldn't vote for her if, you know, she were gold-plated. I wouldn't vote for her if she were gold-plated and I was married to her for one night. Never mind, I said that. But she killed it, man. As soon as he stuck her on that ticket, I got news for you. That was the end. That wasn't the beginning. That was the end. Now, we come to today. Now, here comes Romney. He came back in Maine. He came back on that CPAC. Guess who they loved over at the CPAC? This is the conservative, Romney. You want to know why? Because they're wising up a little bit. Oh, we ain't going to get a... There's no way we're going to be president with Santorum. They know it. If Santorum doesn't know it, he better start figuring it out. And next time you run for president there, Rick, you might want to try something different than I'm an ideologically pure conservative. That's almost like saying, by the way, I have gonorrhea. Anybody, interested in a date? Want to go to a movie? I hate to say it, but it is. And
it ain't that bad, man. I'm going to sound like the guy going to have the drip. Why don't you just say, by the way, politically, I got the drip.
Okay. Hi, I'm Rick Santorum. Politically, my views, I've got the drip. How about that? Does that sound better? So, and then Gingrich, of course, he stinks. He's always stunk. Why do I say that? Because he's a big, fat, phony baloney. That's why. That jackball with his yap, bap, 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 bap about conservative principles and this and that. I know he's a college professor. I know he's very well-spoken. I know he's an intelligent man. He's full of crap. And I'll tell you what, he's so arrogant. He didn't prepare for that one debate, and guess what? He got his ass handed to him, and that was the end of that. Just enough arrogance for a guy to think, oh, hell, I got this knocked, man. I'll go in there, and Romney will be eaten out of my hand, man. I've seen how Romney's done in these debates. They kicked his ass back in 08. Huckabee and McCain got together, and they scalped that guy. Watch me, Newt Gingrich. I'll do the same thing. Well, guess what there, Newt? It was the other way around. And because of your, I don't know what the hell your opinion is of yourself, but because of that, you're done. Now, there's just one other point of view, that one other point I want to make. Because this is, I'm giving Republicans just a view here, guys, and I'm being really serious now, man. I'm not trying to be a smartass. I know it's coming off sounding smartass, but I mean this. Listen to this, please. When you're talking about Obama like he's the worst thing that ever happened to the world, and he is just about as bad as it gets, and he's worse than cancer, okay, I get it. But then you have to come with something stronger than, we can do better. Because if I hear that one more time, I'm going to join a monastery or so. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. You know, you can't say all the things you say about Obama and what a horrifying thing the guy is for the country and what a terrible thing he's done and what a commie he is, what a socialist he is, what a jackball he is, blah, 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 and then say, like I heard this one limp you-know-what. Who was that guy?
I think that was Santorum.
And the guy says, we can do better. Well, shut my mouth, blow me down. We can do better. You sound like somebody, you sound like some Girl Scout leader, man. You're going to start handing out the cookies. We can do better. Now, already you cats look confused. You're going from Romney to Gingrich to Santorum to Romney. Already, the idea that that Obama sucks so bad that the Republicans, that this is going to be a cakewalk. All we got to do is walk in there and say, we're back, we're here, we know how to do it. I mean, you've already blown that because you got 15 different points of view heading into this election. That's number one. Then number two, you come out with, we can do better. You better come up with something better than we can do better, man. Because it sounds like Obama's good, but we can do better. Well, what is that? You guys have exposed yourselves as not having better ideas necessarily, as not necessarily being better for the country, as not necessarily having all the answers, as not necessarily exposing Obama for the fraud that you say he was, as you cats have come up with a whole lot of nothing. So you're going to have to get a little bit better at it.
Well, are you voting for Republican or not?
I might vote Republican, yeah. But they better come up with something better than we can do better. And they better get this guy Santorum out of there. If I even smell that guy, no way. I'll vote for Obama again. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and our News and Information Hour will continue with a few more little news items that we're going to wrap up with here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the KFI Sunday Morning News,
but we
requirements for my next husband, because apparently the Ninth Circuit decided I have to get gay married. So you got to love baseball, you got to love pizza and beer burps, and you got to love my wife's cooking. Awkward. An update on the Miramonte misfortune and why we'll need to learn how Kubota and Sabzi Polo are going to be in your next picnic. Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know starting tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, Queen Mattresses start at just $5.99 and save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. Plus, through Monday only, get a free dual comforter and enjoy 18-month financing on selected bed sets with approved credit. See store for details. Hurry in, because the offer ends Monday. The Ultimate Sleep Number event, only at a Sleep Number store.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, singer Whitney Houston has died, and Mitt continues with the winning. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Hawthorne's clearing up.
On the 105 west at Vermont, that earlier big rig fire has been put out. All lanes have been reopened and traffic has recovered in that area. In Carson, 605 north at Spring Street, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic slows at Catella Avenue. In downtown L.A., 10 west at Central, that earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered. In Long Beach, 710 north to the PCH, that earlier crash has been cleared from the off-ramp. Traffic has recovered in that area. Slowing in downtown L.A., the 101 North is located between Los Angeles Street and Broadway. KFI Traffic is brought to you by McDonald's. I'm David Penson.
I'm happy I'm not a fish. Fish have fins, not fingers. And without any fingers, I couldn't punch up iHeartRadio on my smartphone. iHeartRadio lets you listen to 750 live radio stations from across the country, including your favorite talk show hosts. Plus, you can create custom music stations, commercial-free until April. It's the greatest, as long as you're not a fish. Download the new iHeartRadio app for your smartphone today or experience it on Xbox and at iHeartRadio.com. Just for the halibut.
Have you still not refinance your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you live in the city, the desert, the mountains, the valley, or the beach, and you can hear the sound of my voice, you owe yourself a trip to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. For 20 years, over 100,000 Southern Californians have driven from all over to experience the Fletcher Jones difference. With the largest selection of Mercedes-Benz in the country, if we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. And with Fletcher Jones' award-winning service department, certified collision center, complimentary airport shuttle, and five-star resort amenities, you won't need to go anywhere else. I want to personally thank you, as we sold nearly 7,500 vehicles in 2011, making us the number one Mercedes-Benz dealership in the U.S. for the 13th consecutive year. But I know number one is not just based on how many cars we sell, but on how many customers keep coming back year after year. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Per MBUSA report for new and pre-owned, December 31st, 2011.
Rethink what you know about this Las Vegas icon. Reimagine what you want in comfort, entertainment, and gaming. Redefine what thrills are like 113 floors above the Strip. Replenish your days and nights with more experience for less expense. Reward yourself with expanded restaurants, new menus, and a view to ignite the night. Elevate your expectations at the Stratosphere Casino Hotel and Tower. New, up, down, and all around.
Try McDonald's new Chicken McBites. Poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast and a home-style seasoning. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it.
Going to a Ducks home game? Skate past traffic and parking hassles. Take the new MetroLink Ducks Express and free shuttle to Honda Center. Buy two $7 round-trip tickets and get a free Ducks game voucher. Hurry, supplies are limited. Get yours today at OCTA.net.
Listen to KFI anytime, anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
At iHeartRadio station, KFI.
More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're back just a couple of more minutes to be with you here. I know that we have Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to be on just a couple of seconds here. Jay's going to be talking with us about this ordinance, I guess, Jay, right? No footballs on the beach?
That's correct, Phil. Let me just play the theme music. The thing that I want to do about it, you know. That's all right?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll play the theme music. Just
whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training,
so
skill, and courage
that the theme?
Have enforced
that's the theme music. You can turn it down. It does get distracting. I want to get on just very quickly, Phil, because they told me I had to hurry up because you are almost going off the air.
But yeah, we got time.
Well, one of the people said that, you know, to get to it. So what has happened, as you probably know, Phil, L.A. Beaches, this was a countywide ordinance, and I do a little bit sort of resent, I think, how Yahoo News has reported it. Yahoo, you ever read Yahoo or any things that...
Yeah, I read Yahoo News.
Because Yahoo News has gotten very popular. There's a Yahoo Sports certainly has ripped a lid off a lot of different things. Yahoo News is really big. So when they report on something, and they report erroneously about something, it does tend to tick me off a little bit, kind of chap my high a little tiny bit. So what I am going to report to you, I report with just your knowledge that Yahoo, you know.
Okay, great. So Yahoo's not reporting what accurately?
Well, they're saying that L.A. is no longer fun town because the city ordinance, basically, or the county ordinance, basically says, it's a 37-page ordinance, it prohibits people from casting, tossing, throwing, kicking, or rolling any object other than a beach ball or a volleyball. All right, so that means upon or over any beach. That means no footballs, no frisbees, no baseballs, those kind of things. So you can still, of course, use a beach ball. And I think it is really wrong the way the media has reported on it that you're not allowed to have no fun. Of course you can have fun on L.A. beaches. L.A. beaches are probably the finest around. And
well, some people have said that, you know, you can't throw the football. What is the purpose of this? All of a sudden we have...
Well, I can tell you, the purpose is very clearly so that these guys get out there. And I was one of the speakers, Phil, at the L.A. County Supervisors meeting that was in favor of this. And I told them, quite frankly, that as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, our job is to save lives. And if a man is laying on the beach who is perhaps... He doesn't have the best physique in the world, and suddenly a bunch of these guys come out on him. You've probably seen them. They come out on a beach, start throwing a football around like they think they're something special, or they think they're, you know, God's gift to women. What that does is it causes certain men to feel like they're nothing, you know? And so what we've asked...
Okay, that explains the football. What about the frisbee?
Well, the frisbee is even worse because a lot of people use their animals to catch frisbee. If you see a human play frisbee, there's nothing wrong with that, Phil. But if you see a man throwing a frisbee to a dog, and the dog leaps high in the air and make a catch, and I'm a man laying on the beach, I know I can't do that, nor will I ever probably ever be able to do that. And a dog can do it? So what we're trying to do is... really nothing more than enhance the mental health of people in Southern California, especially men, when they see some stud throwing a football, they see some guy out there tossing baseball, diving into the ocean, then they see a dog that can catch a frisbee, and meanwhile this guy's laying on the sand with his girlfriend, he's got no coordination, he's built like, you know, skinny, he's, you know, as white as a piece of paper, that guy is going to feel, you know, emasculated.
And so you're telling me that this ordinance was for guys that are laying on the beach and are not big and strong enough to throw a football or catch a frisbee with their mouth?
Well, Mr. Henry, you can demean it all you want.
No, but isn't that what you just said to me, that there's a guy laying on the beach and he sees a dog?
If you see a dog catching a frisbee on a beach, aren't you going to begin to ask some questions?
What questions am I going to ask, Jay?
Questions about if there's a dog leaping high in air catching frisbee, that doesn't make you ask questions about what's going on with your life.
No, man, I've never had the feeling when I see a dog catch a frisbee, I never go, wow, what's wrong with me? Do you?
No, I do not, Phil. I don't have those problems. We're talking about people who do. You understand the difference, right?
Yeah, no, I understand that that according to you, there's guys that have a real problem. Do they have some inferiority complex?
Forget about the dog. What about guys who are throwing football? Don't you feel inferior?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
What about when you, I get it, yeah, because you're not young, and, you know, what about when you was younger?
When I was younger, I didn't feel inferior. I thought, well, there's some guys throwing a football. Maybe I'll get my football and throw mine.
Well, that doesn't make no sense. You just make no sense at all. Jay, come on your program. Try and make some sense.
And look, Jay, you can have all kinds of weird thoughts, man, but don't tell me, did you stand up in front of the L.A. County supervisors and say this?
You better believe I did, and I had a number of people supporting me, too. And for you to tell me... Well, anyway, Phil, that's the ordinance. We will be out there, and I would ask people, when you're throwing a frisbee to a dog, think of a guy who's laying there, and that's the last straw for him. He sees your dog catch a frisbee, he goes home, and he swallows a gun.
Yeah, that's what'll do it, man. Make sure you don't have your dog catching a frisbee, folks, because there's some guy. Get out of here, will
you? You can't cut me off. Because...
All right, thank you very much, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and let's make sure that we have sensitivity. Your dog catching a frisbee just makes a human being feel that he's really not worth it. Wow. Anyway, yeah, that's great. Get out of here with the theme, will you, bud? Well, he does have a contract. Get out of here with the theme. We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same station. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Join us over at philhendryshow.com, and we'll have that AMA on Tuesday at Reddit. It's the Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, February.
Thanks, guys, very much.
No matter where you
are. All right, man, take it easy, Phil.
Peace out.
There we are. Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles.